Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, fellas, I'm talking to you, you, you. Do you guys know who I'm talking to? Those of you who go out and stay out all night and have the night. But let me tell you something, the sisters are not going for that no more. Because we realize two things, that you aren't doing anything for us. From now on, we're gonna use what we got to get what we want. So, you'd better
So we're going to wait a few, a little bit there, see what's going to happen. There they go, let's cover on, man, y'all here. Oh, okay, no, okay. Yeah. Let me see, I got to do something right quick here. Hold up. Yeah, baby.
She take my money, well, I don't need. Yes, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over town. That digs on me. She kill me, mommy.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke.
She kill me, mommy.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down.
In the morning, you on the phone trying to talk to me and saying that you want me back, you need me back, and you should have never left me.
There you go, talking at you, same old, don't want to hear that, no.
I remember when you had me, you treated me bad, you treated me badly. You had a good thing, yeah.
way down in the jungle deep. The badass lion stepped on the signifying monkey. The monkey said, motherfucker, can't you see why you standing on my goddamn feet?
Right on.
The lion said, I ain't heard a word you said. Said, if you say three more, I'll be stepping on your motherfucking head. Now the monkey lived in the jungle in an old oak tree. Bullshitting the lion every day in the week. But every day before the sun go down, the lion would kick his ass all through the jungle town. But the monkey got wise and started using his wit. Said, I'm going to put a stop to this old ass-kicking shit. So he ran up on the lion the very next day. Said, oh, Mr. Lion, there's a big bad motherfucker coming your way. And when you meet, it's going to be a goddamn sin. And wherever you meet, some ass is bound to be. Said, he's somebody that you don't know, cause he just broke a loose from Ringling Brothers' show. Said, baby, he talked about your people in a hell of a way. He talked about your people till my hair turned gray. He said, your daddy's a freak and your mama's a whore. Said, he spotted you running through the jungle selling assholes from door to door. Said, your sister did the damnedest trick. She got down so low and sucked the earthworm's dick. He said he spotted your niece behind the tree screwing a motherfucking flea. He said he saw your aunt sitting on the fence giving a goddamn zebra a prick. Then he talked about your mommy and your sister Lou. Then he started talking about how good your grandma's crew. Said your sister's a prostitute and your brother's a punk. And said, I'll be damned if you don't eat all the pussy you see every time you get drunk.
Oh, shit, man. I didn't know that was on. I forgot the show was on. I was in there trying to doggone to get me a martini. Good evening, everybody. How y'all doing? As y'all know, it's this time of this month. But I don't want to be the one to say it, though. But this weekend, I don't want to say it, though. My brother Mike here supposed to be having a show this weekend. But good Lord. Mike here, hit the one button and come tell us about it. Yeah, I ain't going to get jumped on today saying I said nothing. Hit the one button, Michael. Come on, tell us what you got going on, my brother. Michael, my man Mike here, the hit man. Yes, sir, my brother. Mike, what's going on, big man? What's going on, man?
What up, Willa? Oh, that might be a little noise. It ain't too bad.
Yeah. If it's bad, don't worry about it. This your show, even though, you know, you might have something you want to tell the people. You know, I don't want to be the one to say it, though. What you got going on, Mike?
You don't want to say what, dog?
Come on, Mike. Don't play with me, man. I'm supposed to be in a good mood. I've already got jumped on today. I'm trying to change my feathers, man. I'm trying to change my feathers.
All I'm saying is we got an event this Saturday, Carolina Draft. They call All About the Grudge. Well, we were trying to take $5,000 and put on top of Lockney and Goodrich. Now we got a few in Goodrich. Some of them street calls. You know, got the biggest one right now is Candy Crush versus Ghostbuster. And we're working on a couple more. So, probably tomorrow, I'm gonna cut that money off. You know what I'm saying? So if we ain't gonna do no coming in there Saturday thing, they finna get no money because they don't help us out on top of the pot.
But, exactly. I mean. Well, Mike, hold on, Mike.
Yeah,
explain to what that means. Some people might not understand what that means, Mike. What you mean you're going to cut it off and if you're coming there Saturday, that ain't going to help us out? Tell us, they might not understand what you mean by that, Mike.
Well, I mean, it's just like we always do with money on top of the pot. You know, the money on top of the pot, we try to do it in a time where we feel like we can advertise it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you wait till Saturday morning and say, we locked in, and we can't advertise that. I ain't going to say it don't help us. Like, all races help us, but it's the day of. We ain't nothing we can advertise to help us, you know. So, and I probably should have put that out there earlier. But
Mike, you one of the leading promoters in the game. And I'll be damned if I do, I'll be damned if I don't. Some people say they're getting tired of seeing shootouts and everything. So you decide to change it up a little bit. And say, okay, let's see if we can handle it with the Grudge. What are you trying to prove on this, Michael? What are you trying to do? Since we don't really have a shootout.
Yeah. Hello. I'm good. Hey, Doc, like, honestly, I was on the phone. Sorry about that. Like, honestly,
no problem.
I was trying to, you know, like, Keith Barron got a race. Keith Barron's race is the week after. Rock race. Well, you know, Keith Barron, Rock. It was a several races. I just tried to do something different. I said, man, they got big shootouts except next weekend. So I was like, man, I'm going to just do something different. I'll just do something that, see if we can do something with Grudge. And just came an idea, dog, and I tried it. And like I said, honestly, dog, you know, looking at it, how close we are now, I wish I had took my $5,000 and just say, gave me some 28,275 calls. But, I mean, I'm going to roll with what I got, you know, because like I said, people ain't just locking in Grudge. We got very few events that I think you can do that at. And like I said, that ball to raise, trick or treat, I think those really the major events that you can get those nothing but Grudge races locked in. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I tried. And like I said, it ain't over with yet. You know, it ain't over with the Saturday. But, you know, I would have liked to have a lot more big locked in Grudge races than we got. But we don't. You know, here we are. They don't. But, I actually had some all-seal-off glass cars that was sitting there. You know, they were talking about coming in, and I was just going to put some on top of their pot, you know, if they, you know, want to do that. But I'm going to roll what we got and see what happens.
Yeah. So, Mike, you basically saying that you're trying to do what the people want, but, you know, you're trying to show them, well, hey, man, them shootouts got to be necessary if you want some guaranteed action, because these guys just don't want to really just sit out and grudge each other. You know, so we got to have a shootout. If you're paying your money, you want to see something. Is that right? Is that what you're trying to do, Mike?
Absolutely, dog. From this day forward, it'll always probably be a shootout in my event from this day forward. Even if it ain't but one, it'll be at least one.
Well, Mike, since it's your week, well, look, when we jump over to the year-end finale, now right now, on the year-end finale, Mike, you don't need a home run. You got 16 people already winning to go to battle, Mike. Let's talk about that then.
I got 17. I got 17 deposits already. And actually, dog, I got 17 deposits in probably fucking 8 hours. But I mean, you know, that's a different deal. And I got another car that want to get in. I kind of had to tell him no, you know. And I got several others that want to get, you know, talking about being alternates, which I like to have. I'm looking for more alternates because, you know, there's a couple cars on my list. I ain't going to see a lot of people. There's a couple cars on my list that ain't got oil pressure, but they trying like hell to have it before November 5th or 6th. So I want to be three or four alternates so we could actually have 16 come that day. So, like, I got, like, I know some guys waiting on motors and stuff. Hell, we waiting on a motor for Sweden. You know, I mean, I know some people be looking at Facebook and they get thrown off. But, I mean, we going to be last minute. They almost got our stuff in, you know, about got all our parts up now. So we're going to be pushing it to that day of trying to make it, you know. But like I said, I got – and then the day Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Mike, with the alternates, Mike, could it be possible where you might get your good 16 feeling if you got 4 to 8 left over, you might just have a second shootout with those guys just so they won't say they came there and didn't have nothing to do, Mike?
I'd probably definitely do something for them, though, for sure. I mean, but like I said, I felt like two or three of our cars that's already in the 16 and on might not make it, so I was kind of. But yeah, I mean, definitely if you have some alternates and they come, man, I'd be definitely willing to do something for them if they can't get in. And like I said, dog, today, hell, Trey put together a junior 4A shorty for Friday night. You know, that's going to be a $10,000 deal Friday night. And hell, they got, I think it's 10. It's 10 on that list already. Now, we ain't made nobody send no deposit. And you know, deposits change things. So he got 10 today for that.
Okay. Well, all right, Mike, you know, like I said, this was a spur of the moment thing. I thought since we didn't have a show Monday And like I said, we didn't know you might have some news about the weather or not, if you wanted to talk about it. If you didn't, you didn't have to. But I just thought we'd throw something together. And we know I didn't check with you, so I know you're busy. I can tell you're busy. And I didn't want to interrupt you, you know, if you got something you got going on.
Oh, no. I stopped and got me some gentlemen. I'm really trying to be done by trying to get your show on. But, yeah, man, I can't make no decisions about the weather. I mean, like, yes, one day it showed 20%. Hell, I just looked a few minutes ago, it's back up to 50. But, I mean, we got another storm out there, dog. That stuff moving. And from what I've been looking at, hell, even if we get it, it's going to be early in the day. And hell, we don't own the gates at 1 o'clock. So we don't own the gates at 1 o'clock. Racing don't start at 5. So I hope nobody expect me to make no call before Saturday. We gonna move, push forward until Saturday. If I wake up Saturday morning and it say something crazy, yeah, then I'll do it. But other than that, I'm not going to make no decisions.
Good report. All right, good report. Well, all right, Mike, go ahead and do what you got to do. I'm gonna sit back on this phone here and see if anybody want to talk about anything or any races they want to lock in, and we'll just go from there. And like y'all said, y'all got it, guys. I didn't want to put it out. Mike said he's going to wait till Saturday to see what the weather going to do, because the storm could move in fast. It could move in slow. We don't know. It's God's work. We're not trying to talk about God's work. And whatever happened, happened. Hitman, I'm 100% behind you, whether they like it or not, or whether I like it or not. If I'm dedicated to you. So whatever decision you make, I'm fine with it.
Hey, dog.
I'm with you, 100%.
I tell you what I'd like for you to do while you're on. At least get away another $1,000 on top of some pot tonight before you leave tonight.
Oh, shit. All right, y'all heard it. I wish I had a note that before I went out there and put my money on that one for the mom night with me and that me and Bob Banger. Good Lord, I could have helped ease my booty hole there. But okay, guys, y'all heard it. The Hitman said we're trying to look for some locked in races tonight. We got $1,000 to put out there. If y'all wanna hit the one button and come on in and put it together, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna put an extra $100 in there. Just for somebody to come on there to make somebody else come on there and do it. We want some miniature promoters out there. Y'all can help push these races up too and get them in there. I think y'all should get a little something too if y'all push these races up. Uh-oh. 706, 69, 63. I know that number. Who is that? 706, 69,
right, you
63.
Know
who is that?
You're right. That? You know it, Mr. Willie Dalt.
Uh-oh. Oh, that sounds like the face.
I'm on my own line today. I don't need nobody who got all that noise and all that on my line.
Uh-oh.
On my own
Uh-oh.
Line today.
Uh-oh.
But I heard $1,000. So
yeah, you heard?
Hey dog, this
yeah.
is you can get old hard head on the phone, and it's showing bad weather everywhere. Ain't no secret. So you can get hard head on, and let's get out of all these excuses, dog. If Tony ain't going to Valdosta for the rain, we can get a race locked in and he can stay right here at the house. Well, I can knock his ass out, dog.
They done took me to coke today. I can't be nasty, but you know good and well, anytime the bells come in town, Tony goes somewhere else now. Come on, man.
Yeah. Hey, dog, Ghostbusters can get another race. Keisha can get a race.
Uh-oh.
Romeo can get a race.
Uh-oh.
If anybody out there looking for a race, you know. We're looking for some
Uh-oh.
Action, but I'm going back on mute, dog. I'm going back on mute.
I'm finna get
a man.
If somebody
put you one button, I'm on.
I'm finna get a man on here. You ain't gonna talk to me like that, though. I know this man is not gonna let you talk like that to him. I know that for a fact. Let me see if I call him first, though. He might be tied up with something else. Now, like I said, I don't know what's going on somewhere else. So if I call somebody and they got to raise themselves and they got it going on, I apologize in advance. I can't tell no man where to go or what to do with his stuff. But let me get a man on right now because I'm getting tired of Jamie Mouth. Jamie Mouth is getting really out of hand, y'all.
Hey, dog, you can get Bobby Cole on and he can push the one
on,
button,
come
too.
On, man. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Hello?
Hold on, there
Yo.
He is right there. There he is right there. Baby Godfather. Trigger man over here acting stupid, man. You over here acting stupid, man.
Wham.
Who that?
Mario.
I'm
Mario. Here. That's Mario, Mike. That's Mario. Come on the phone, Mario. Get out the bathroom. Your big ass over there wiping your ass in the bathroom. Come out the bathroom. Mike, he'll go on mute with all
nah.
that damn noise, Mike.
No, I'm doing a house. I'm in here doing a house. Hold on,
that ain't me, dog.
Oh, okay. Mario, is it any way possible you can shut Jamie mouth up this weekend? Oh, you got some else to do.
You crazy, dog.
I mean, I'm getting tired of it. I'm getting tired of hearing it, man.
What's Jamie doing, man? Hold on. Yeah, dog, I was locked up this house I'm doing, building. That's why I was echoing. I'm
saying,
my bad.
Don't,
but yeah, what's Jamie doing?
We don't want... Jamie over there talking about the Nike race. He said, anybody come in there funny, he's going to slap the shit out of him. I'm getting tired of his mouth, man.
Hey, dog.
We got $1,000 to shut his mouth up on top of the pot if anybody can shut his mouth up. We got $1,000 on the pot here. 500 of people.
Yeah, but I mean,
he
probably talking about that badass Keisha. Ain't nobody going to shut that.
Mario, now, all I've been seeing is Keisha shopping at the damn mall, but he eating at the goddamn at the dollar store, man. Come on, man. Keisha ain't doing shit.
Hey, Mario.
But Jamie go out of town and do some old crazy ass shit. Hey, that don't make no sense to me. I see you out there running goddamn Pro 275. I mean, what you call that shit?
Hey, Mario, not to cut you off right quick, but hey, Mario, you want to make an announcement? You want to make an announcement on Dog Show while you're on, just in case, you know, about a couple stuff missing about some of the people, some of your calls and some of TMR calls. You know more about it, but you want to make an announcement just in case, man, about some missing stuff or whatnot while you're on?
Oh, yeah. If anybody, it was a re-end, a center section. What was it? SBX edit motor, small block. It shouldn't have no intake. The intake ain't gonna match it. But yeah, somebody went in one of the little shops, one of our partner shops, and you know they had a good field day in there. So they took a whole bunch of new Holley stuff. So if somebody sold you some Holley stuff out there. I know you got a good deal, so you probably ain't want to give it back. But you know, just it's okay. Just tell somebody, point them in the other direction, so we might can find the motor. The motor was blown up, by the way, too. But it's okay. See if you can find it anyway.
Uh-huh. Oh, so we got some sticky fingers out there.
Yeah, yeah, dog. They got some sticky fingers. They trying to slow up the process of BMF and TMR, dog. But they ain't going to set nothing back. We already put in another order for another motor, intake, and everything that will miss. But stuff would, you know what I'm saying, if you come across it, we would like it back. You know what I mean, and stuff like that. But, you know, it is what it is. But like I said, I just wanted Mario to put that out there and whatnot. He'd know more of what was missing than I did. But like I said, you know.
Yeah, we good with that. But matter of fact, but I feel like, I'm going to be honest with you, dog. I feel like Jamie a little bit. Well, anybody else want to get tore up this weekend, next weekend, or whenever, at any time soon, I mean, you know, we steel, glass, stock flows, all that good shit. Stock suspension, little Mighty Mouse, little PV in it. But, you know, at this rate, I really don't give a damn. Some of these people, I don't give a damn. They got fiberglass.
Dog, can you get casing them on? They was looking for a little action, but they could.
I'm calling them right now, man. Quit reading my goddamn mind. I'm calling them right now. That's what I was looking right there for. I was already headed to them in there. Boy, you read my mind. Hey, man, leave my girlfriend alone, man. Leave my old lady alone, man.
Hey, dog, you know, that's how a lot of stuff get out to women.
Yeah. All I'm saying is I was just in the call. I talked to Dwayne this morning. He called me because, you know, he said it might be because you was looking for that gringo car. You know, if y'all didn't know, guys, you know, Scott's dad is on life support, so he said maybe that's why they didn't want to do nothing yet or didn't answer or something. So, you know, when it's got a family emergency, we can't push that, you know. But, Dwayne didn't answer, though. I don't think I got Casey's number.
Right.
Let me see. Let me see if I got Casey's number. But do Dwayne drive the car? Do Dwayne drive the car, though?
Yeah, Dwayne drive the car, but Casey, you know, Casey can lock in, but Dwayne's the driver, you know.
I know, yeah. Let me see. I thought I had old Casey. Let me see Casey. Yep, I got it. I, His last name ain't no damn that I didn't know either.
Who that?
What Kay's last name? What Kay's last name is?
I forgot. Casey Collins, I think.
Yeah, is it Collins?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, Collins. Casey Collins,
I'm going to call his number here. This might be him. If it ain't him, y'all, like I said, we don't practice no damn show. Yeah, we don't practice. His ass out, you know, he ain't got much ass, and his ass ought to be rough, but they tore his ass up this last couple of weeks, man. They been tearing his ass up. Yeah. I'm getting tired of mine. Hey, Casey.
Hello?
This Casey.
Hello? Yeah, this Casey.
Hello? Hey, Casey, this dog, man. This dog, can you hear me, motherfucker?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Well, goddamn it, what the fuck you keep hollering home for then?
Do what?
I got this big mouth ass Trigger Man on the phone, man. Keep talking shit about you, man. I got Trigger Man on the phone. Keep talking shit, man.
Yeah, I got you.
Hey, Casey, I'm trying to see which one of them. I know you say Gringo can't come, but what other G-bodies y'all got over there where I can slap y'all across your head with Saturday, man?
Man, I don't even know what's coming Saturday because it's probably like 60-70% chance of rain, dog.
Hey, man, we don't want to hear that bullshit about what the percentage of fucking chance of the rain is, motherfucker.
Yeah, today Tuesday, man. Today Tuesday.
That's what I'm saying, day Tuesday, hell. I've been watching it, hell.
It's Wednesday, y'all.
Hey, y'all, Tuesday, hurry,
Wednesday.
Dog. I know what the day is, dog.
The day Tuesday.
Y'all
stupid.
Y'all stupid. Yeah, I thought
they
fucking Thursday. My bad.
Oh,
hey, don't worry about that weather, hell. We done went plenty of places and you know. We knowing it was going to rain, so I don't want to hear nothing about that. Now, you act like you're going to travel 4 or 5 hours. Now, you ain't but an hour from here, and I don't want to hear nothing about the rain. So what do y'all want to do? And if the race cancels, it's just off the luck end. I'm about to lose, man.
Hours? Man, that's a long way from an hour. It's longer than that for me, though.
Well, it don't matter. It don't matter about that. So what y'all want to lock in
for? Y'all stupid.
What y'all want to do?
I mean, I don't know EG body. I know I'm bringing Xanax. So I don't know EG body coming.
Oh, Xanax. What you want with that, Xanax? Oh, shit.
Y'all want to try some with Xanax?
With Dime Bag? Yeah.
No, Dime Down, bro.
Come on.
What small block you got over there?
I got a car. I ain't got no small block. I got a car. I don't know what it is. I got a car we trying to do something with. Hey, what kind of, Mario, you step in, bro. I ain't popping no hood, boy. You pop hoods all you want.
I see.
I'm on here. It's raining like hell. Y'all can talk. That might be my background loud,
yeah,
loud, but it's raining.
Yeah, Xanax, that's that truck, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what truck it is, but listen, man, my partner got a little all steel, all glass car. Stock suspension, stock floors, stock frame rail, all that good stuff. All see all glass. I don't know. Like, you got like a fiberglass truck or some shit, or it's like.
What you talking? Yeah, you talking about guy during Mighty Mouse?
Yeah.
I mean, I got fiberglass doors in front end. I don't hide nothing. Ain't nothing to hide. So.
I mean, we all right though, man. Shit, if you want to gamble, at this point, well, we want to do something with somebody who come in the race. They talk highly of you and say you won't act.
If y'all lock that in, Keith, I'm gonna put $500 on top of that, man. I'm gonna put $500 on top of that.
I got you.
Y'all lock that in. I'll put $500 on top of that.
Man, Keith, I don't know about nothing else. We be ready 8:30, bro. Shit, we can get on Fifth Lane 8:30. Yeah, Fifth Lane, let's go to action. I ain't even tripping. I just want to do something. We can do like a little, what y'all run for, like 5-on-5 or something? We're not going to jump out the door crazy because you said you got, I don't even know your car, how your truck and car looks.
Yeah, usually my personal self, they'll get up there, but usually I run 5-on-25 or something like that. But I know how y'all are. Yeah, sometimes, because I might have people bet with me, but, you know, I'm going to try to cover what I'm going to bet. You know what I mean? I don't want to.
Well, hold on. Mario, you go that 5-on-25 better?
Yeah, yeah. He said get up there. I mean, we really ain't tripping, bro, to be honest. What time, I mean, yeah, if y'all coming, we'll do it. You say, are you saying you got a problem with the five, or you saying you know how we do it? You saying you will do it, bro. You will run for the five, what you saying?
I mean, I don't know. That's why I say, and I know I cover. You know, I bet what I cover, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Even when I run Jamie or anybody, you know, I'm not. Because just say to guys, I get up there. And do what?
I say, go. I'm listening. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No,
we'll
no, no.
We'll do three or better. We ain't tripping.
Let me make sure. I know. Like I said, I want to make sure we're coming and everything, because like I said, I just don't want to keep locking in races and we ain't going to be there. But if I'm coming, I'm going to race. I mean, I was planning on coming. But let's see. Let me talk to Dwayne and make sure we still coming. We coming.
Hey,
I'm going to race.
Hey, Casey, go ahead and talk to Dwayne and call us back and let us know. We'll be on the show for about it. We'll be on the show for another 30, 45 minutes. We'll be over here.
Okay, let me call him.
Okay. All right, appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right.
Hey, dog.
All right. Yeah.
Hey, dog.
Who is it? Talk to
that man say, that man say he going to keep locking in races. What race you got locked in?
Jamie. Jamie, let that man tell his lie the way he want to tell it. Come on, Jamie. Come on. Let's look at it. Kid, when I see you, your check getting fucked up again.
He's very disrespectful, dog.
Hey, kid, dog, kid, let me ask you a question now. I did come back and apologize to Tony Bowser. I did give him something. I gave him something, right?
Yeah. You did. Yeah, you gave him the Sheba award. You gave him the Sheba award.
Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure. Everybody say I was one-sided.
Yeah.
I want to let you know I ain't one-sided.
No, you wasn't discriminating.
Yep. All right, guys, we wide open. 500 to 1,000. I got to put on some locked-in races. Let's get them in here.
Oh, shit.
Get the one button. Let me see.
Hey,
wheelchair, hit the one button. Wheelchair, hit the one button.
Hey.
Come on.
Hey, kid, you want to lock in some kid?
Uh-oh.
What you got, kid?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm
Kid got some overall.
I'm going to lock in on one of these grills come the weekend.
hey, Bobby Cole, push the one button, Bobby. I'll knock you across your head and game over. Make the game be over.
Oh,
man.
Shit. Uh-oh. They on. Jimmy, you come out. Game over.
That Bobby is.
Oh, that's right.
Kiki got a race the same
day. That's right.
Oh, who that, Bobby?
No, Kiki got a race
the
same day.
Oh, I ain't know that, Bobby.
Yeah, he got a race
the
same day.
Oh, okay. I'll just let you know I knock you side your head and game over. You know, let the game be over for you.
We'll go to the next race or the next race.
Y'all prancing around, you know. Well, we'll talk about that when the next race comes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So y'all coming, the next race is Rock Race. Y'all coming to Rock Race?
No, I ain't coming to Rock Race.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what
it's
I said. We're
Mike race,
brother.
Dave Floyd, right?
Yeah, we'll talk about that when they get close. All you do is let them call sit in the stacker, you know. You just got them sitting in the stacker. There, you know, they ain't doing nothing,
oh,
so
man.
We racing. And you just riding
not
around.
Not collecting dust.
What you trying to say, man? They told me I'd be on your side,
yeah,
man, so I can't be on your side no more, dude.
Oh, no, dog. Tiamat don't need nobody on their side, dog. Tiamat
okay.
need nobody on their side.
Bobby, you done dismiss me. I'm going to go, John. I'm finna go to San Antonio Bob and send me that application back over here. I'm on the San Antonio. I'm finna join prime time, man.
Not the prime time application. Not the prime time.
We got two
hey,
minutes in prime time already.
Hey, dog.
No,
what do you mean we got 2 minutes? Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Now, this is what I don't – I'm serious, dog. I seen on the internet now you got that car locked in, and Boot tried to lock the same car in, but Tony said he couldn't make it. It don't make no sense,
Jamie,
dog.
You're busting the man out again. I did it just to prove a fact. He said 10 o'clock he had to be at home in the bed, didn't he?
But he locked me in.
See that, Bobby? I ain't on Jamie's side. If the man tell the truth, what can I do?
But dog, a man's entitled to change his mind.
Oh, okay, Bobby. Okay, there go this. Okay, my bad. Yeah.
Gotta duck
the flux. Oh, all I got. You calling me a duck now, Bobby?
Not to change the venue.
I didn't know he locked you in. I just know he had locked in.
He tried to play it off, like he didn't know that. But when Tony started talking about his quality races, I'm a quality race, didn't he?
Oh, y'all always get it squared away
when you're over there kissing each other's ass.
Hey, dog.
Not the booty liquor.
Hey, dog.
They can straighten it out in their own mind when they ain't got nobody else.
Hey, dog, you need to pay me, because when I got on this morning, I heard that's what Tony and Bobby was talking about. How in the hell Ghostbusters get the club? I told you what they were going to talk about.
You need to pay me, dog.
Tim went out every time Tim go out, that damn car. He come back a winner. Shit, he Tim deserves something. I'm giving some old man keep getting. Why you didn't tell your buddy that then? Why do your buddy? Yeah, why you say that loud enough now, Bobby? Because you dog had told me shut the fuck up. I couldn't. No, I didn't know. That's when he told me to shut the fuck up when they was talking. That's when I told him. But he said he gets out when he wanted to get out.
Name one motherfucker that you know that can tell Bobby to shut the fuck up and he's going to shut the fuck up. Name one.
I was trying to get out. And you know what Tim texted when I gave the bad report? Tim said,
what
you
think,
your bad, but that
COVID-19
over there kicking your ass, that's your bad.
Oh, man. Yeah. No, I know Tim didn't say that
because
Tim don't even act like that.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he said, "Call me though and kicking your ass." I said, "No, you ain't lying. I should have said that." Over there, you ain't know that, dog. Come on, Mike. How you know that motherfucker? I can hear when he want to hear. My pop chop, Mike. Hey, dog, how you turn out our meal we try to take you out to eat today, though, dog? Damn it, I didn't know that's what you want. See, now you gonna tell him I was trying to script y'all on the phone. I ain't know that's what you wanted, man.
I thought you was a vice lord, dog.
No, vice lord. That's three little them. That's that gay shit. I ain't no vice lord. I'm a real motherfucker. Them vice lords, they gay motherfuckers. I ain't no vice lord.
Hey, man, watch your talk, man.
Man, I ain't scared of no motherfucking body, man. I'm invincible, man. I'm the godfather.
You better eat pork chop. You eat pork chop. Leave all that shit alone.
Y'all be talking about that.
Hey,
my brother talking about they don't eat pork and all that shit. I've been eating pork long enough.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
y'all.
Hey, Bobby.
I eat pork shit. I'm huh?
Hey, we got.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a 32-foot enclosed all aluminum trailer for sale. You wanna trade that stacker for that trailer I got for sale?
Yeah, what you want
you
for
know, we could put
what you want for it. Y'all just put the rest of the money and go buy you a stacker shipping.
30,000 Bobby.
You want 30,
Bobby? Yeah.
Is it triaxle or double axle?
Yes, yeah, it's triaxle. It's brand new, man. It's been used 2 times, 2019. We just want you know, you have to give us some boots,
shit.
You know what I'm saying, and
where
get this trailer here.
Where can I go pick it up at?
I got it.
Well, Well, I'm already up here. Where can I come get you?
I know you say that. I know you say that stalker, you know what I mean, get aggravated sometimes, you know what I mean? And it's too much of work, you know, so work out a deal, bud.
Too much work? Yeah, I'm a truck driver.
Yeah, we'll work out a deal with you.
I'm already down there. Yeah, I can shoot by that in the morning, get that. All the motherfuckers on back order, yeah.
For real? I've seen some pictures of you seeing now, for real, though.
What color is black or white?
White, black, man, black, no, it's white, but you black show up too many marks and stuff, man.
Yeah, if it's white,
yeah, it's white.
Tell me what I want.
I'm about to change the picture. I ain't got your number no more, Bob. I deleted you, Bob. What's your number?
Come on,
don't
man.
Worry about
how
it,
you going to leave that number, Bob?
I got Bob's number, man.
Don't worry about it, man. Yeah.
Man, just because Bobby Cole ain't one for shit, you don't supposed to delete the man's number, gang.
I got it, dog. Oh, boy.
Now, Jamie, when do you think you and... You know, we know it might not be this week, but I'm getting tired. Tutu said he's tired of your mouth. You tired of Bobby's mouth. Y'all got to go ahead and sell this thing, man. Y'all sooner or later, y'all got to sell this thing.
Hey, dog, you just hold this a little bit longer, dog. Like I say,
mm-hmm.
when we went
mm-hmm.
to Texas, man, we had all kind of problems. And the dog, I told you the dog on a smart car, man, got loose in the trailer. Man, tore the whole front end up on Backstabber, man. And we had just got it painted, but it tore up the smart car, the whole front end, but we just trying to get that straight. But
that's
I can promise you, dog.
That's your fault, Jamie. That's your fault.
Not the smart car went down.
Y'all supposed to know how to tie that motherfucker down. Y'all must got to know how to tie these motherfuckers down, man.
Yeah, I ain't never ran into them in a problem.
House, yeah.
Yeah, I ain't never ran into them in a problem.
House.
Yeah, I told you got to sell that thing, man.
Kid, it must have been too small that ran into the other car. It must have been too goddamn
yeah.
far.
Motherfucker got dumb.
Nah, this motherfucker calling me, kicking me. I'm going to slap the shit out of Bubby when I see him. That this damn
Hey, you got it, Bobby.
You have read about Mike here, right?
Oh, man, Mike here, raised, man, I'm probably 1-1, y'all, man. What the hell?
Oh, man, not the 1-1.
Hey, kid, I'm probably 1-1 of them guys. Hey, Bobby, we're going to lock that in for my kid race. We're going to lock that in, 1,005. Game changer.
What day? With what?
Mike, when that shootout? Friday or Saturday?
Which one? I got the junior one. Well, Tutu will be in one Friday. I mean, he ain't on the list anyway.
Oh, man, y'all let Tutu in on the junior? Man, Backstabber, y'all should put Backstabber in on the junior.
There you go. They finna start dry snitching. Here come the motherfucker.
What the hell
is going on?
Hey, Mike,
Bobby,
put it down on the junior,
boy.
Hey, Mike, put me down on the junior and the senior. Shit.
No,
I don't do no snitching, dog. I don't do
no
snitching about nobody's car.
Well, Bobby, I ain't no need to.
I mean, you in the shootout that Friday. So you know, you in the shootout that Friday. Well, I'm going to be in both of them, so, you know, try to get both money both days. Hey, dog, you just don't worry, dog. I promise you. Just hold on, dog. Just hold on. Hey, I'm going to tell you.
They told me I can't come on the morning show if I'm on your side. So everything you say, I got to go against you because I got to stay on the morning show, man. I ain't got nothing to live for but that morning show, man. I got to stay on the morning show.
Hey,
right, Bobby. I'm getting tired of his big ass mouth, Bobby. Get his big ass mouth, Bobby.
Hey,
dog.
You like
know, I mean, I'll do it Friday.
Uh huh.
Shit, Friday. Give us the time. What time the show start, Mike?
I mean, we probably started to shoot out about 8, though. It's 3 rounds, so we, you know, we got curfew down there now, so.
We can get along at 6:30. They came
back with the curfew, Mike. They came back with the curfew, though.
Well,
so what time
to
try open, Mike?
No, we talk about Val Alpha, right?
Well, we got early testing on Friday, like, but I mean we'll be open. The track, the gates open at 9 or 10 o'clock Friday, but
what time you know?
What you say, Bob?
What time track go hot, sir?
Saturday track go hot at 12. I'm going to start to get a dog going to try to start some shoot up about 3:30.
Okay, what time to go hot Friday?
Let's say 5 p.m.
Yeah, we can go down 6:30, 7 o'clock.
You said 6:30, 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock, Bobby. 7 o'clock, dog.
7 o'clock it is. 7 o'clock, 105. Those Boston, I mean, a backstabber and game over. They had to fuck up.
Your phone going out, Bobby. Get the shift, dog. I heard a little bit, but his phone going out. But read the dog, write that down.
I heard it said 105, 1,000 on 5,000 or better.
Yeah, his phone going in and out, but yeah.
One on five, game over, and backstabber. Triple lane, both cars on 28, one on five, or better.
That's a lock on my end.
28 to 275, right?
That's a lock.
28
to 275. 10 o'clock, Friday night.
7 o'clock.
Get in finale.
Friday night.
Track rules, Bobby?
Yeah, track. Yeah, it don't matter about. Yeah, track rules or whatever Bobby say.
All right, this is what I got. Backstabber versus game over. 1,000 on 5,000 or better. Flip the lane. 7 p.m. Friday night. 28 to 275. Hey, go on mute, man. We have a noise in the background, man. Got that? Maybe 3 mics, though. Come on, guys. 28 to 275 a piece. Track rules. Is that a lock, buddy?
Locked on mine.
That a lock, Jamie?
That's a lock.
Y'all lock. All right. Next. All right, go ahead. That one over with. That one done.
Hey,
that one cooked.
Hey, dog. Hey, dog.
We want to do a Ghostbuster.
Oh, okay, let him finish that real quick.
Yeah, what you say, Bobby?
What time you want to run Ghostbuster?
We'll do Ghostbusters when it get a little closer. We doing something a little different, buddy.
Okay.
But once we get it figured out, we're doing. We're gonna get that locked in too. But we'll wait on that one when it get a little closer. But this right here is what I really wanted. You know what I'm saying? So that's that. Now, hold on a second, Bobby.
Okay,
hold on.
You say you want to whoop me with backstab too?
Hold on, Bobby. All right, now, dog.
Okay.
Mike gone?
No, he's on.
Okay, hey, dog, if just in case them 500 of them 1,000 don't get used, just put it on top of that. If it don't get used, put it on top of
that. it better be used by that time. That's why it better be used.
Hey, Bobby, you trying to interrupt me, man. I'm trying to get up here. Oh boy!
Yeah.
Yes,
oh,
bro.
Yeah.
Where Andy Mac at? Get Andy Mac on this motherfucker. Fuck that.
Hey dog. They doing that junior 4840 on Friday night. So I guess you're gonna start at about 8, but we'll make sure Tutu get around.
We'll let you in, Mike. Whatever else, you know how we do it, Mike. We'll make it work. We'll make it work. Right. We'll make it work, though.
Okay.
We ain't turning down our collar. We ain't turning down nothing but our collar. We ain't got no shirt on with no collar. We make
this shit.
Andy Mack, let me get Andy Mack on here. I'm tired of y'all picking on the white folks. Y'all going
to get drunk. Hey, Mike, this is what I want right here, boy.
Fajo, what's on your mind, Fajo?
I just trying to see what my damn button works.
Andy got to get his car ready. Don't worry about it, dog. Don't worry about it yet.
Who talking about Andy Mack? You say Andy Mack, Bobby?
Yeah.
How you know he's trying to get his car ready?
Yeah, he said he got to get ready to go to the dog. Man, I'll wait on him. I ain't going to do nothing. I ain't going to do crazy.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to call him because, goddamn it, he was almost ready for this goddamn for this weekend now.
Hey.
He was almost ready for this weekend.
Hey, dog, you can get wit on, too. I lock wit in with Shorty. An hour after.
Come on, Jamie,
get wit on.
Jamie, we were having a serious conversation.
Yes, sir.
Come on, man.
But you know, wit a couple of dogs.
Can't go hours later. We're going to shoot out, too. We're in the shootout. Can't go hours later.
Hey, man, let me say, Mike, let me tell you something now. Y'all going to stop naming these damn things, all this Junior and all that shit. Now they're going to be scared to run just because backstab in the other shootout. They're going to be wanting a big and all that kind of shit.
Hey,
now, man, what the hell, man?
Hold up. Your mic on, Witt. Jimmy's calling you out. Witt, your mic on.
What's happening, Witt?
You on it? Yeah.
Michael? Hey, Witt, let go lock in Pearl and Keisha, bro. Knock the top
on,
off with that.
Jamie. Come on, Jamie.
Hey,
Jamie.
These calls are ready, dog. Them calls ready they got. I'm trying to put it in.
Your baby been to the track one time in 4 years and it ain't ready.
Kill a bunch of mosquitoes.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Hello.
Yo.
Hey, who prepping down there, boy?
Sydney prepping. Sydney that prep Orlando.
Okay, say no more.
Frank.
I just need to know what you got to break. Hey, I'm not gonna do like Witt. I saw Witt with that pump bottle he had in Montgomery, like he's Jimmy Bradshaw, and went out there and he looking like blew his own tire off.
Yeah. Oh, that's a dummy. You're right. That's a dummy, man.
Hey, Mike, I just want to know what tune up to bring. That's all. Just want to know what tune up to bring.
Get that motherfucker high enough, turn that locker up on him. What you better bring? Hey, Jamie, I got to keep it real now. Y'all going all around Mike here. What about Mike here with that, what they call name? Y'all
breaker. Y'all
going all around that man. You been raising
him here lately. No, I ain't going around, dog. I wouldn't run Mike Saturday, but dog, I can't do that until get the got to get the car fixed first.
We'll lock Mike in too, shit, man.
Oh shit.
Jawbreaker would be on the.
We'll lock Keisha in too.
With what?
With what, Bob?
Oh yeah, the game over on that one. Keisha ain't locking that one in. The game over on that one. The game is over. Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Jawbreaker ain't say sad to dog. I just ain't sad to
lot.
LeMoyne told me he ain't give me the thumbs up yet now, dog.
Yeah. I didn't want to let you know, though. They said I'm on Jamie's side. I'm trying to get you fucked up.
Hey, dog, I love it, though, dog. I love it. I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, Mike ain't safe Saturday now. Him and nephew.
Yeah.
And they got them bullhorns.
Y'all better be back on the morning show tomorrow now. You see him on Jamie's ass today.
I'll tell you what I do. I'll tell you what I do for both of y'all. I run
the
winner, had the fuck up with game over, and the loser got the back motherfucking
tie. 1-on-5. Hmm.
Damn.
Let me say something to you, man. Hey,
don't. Hey, both of them tied 10 for 10, man. Both of them tied 10 for 10, and them bitch fast.
So you're a damn fool. You're a damn fool if you think Backstabber can't give Keisha nothing but the back ties, fool.
You mean Backstabber can't give Keisha shit, fool?
You're right, but I damn sure probably can give you the fucking back tie, fool. You watch this dude, the fuck I tell
you.
That's
why I said, I ain't scared of neither one of them. I'm going to run the winner head up, and the loser got the back.
I don't want them problems.
Bobby, I
got what I want. Mike can find out and try to get what he want. I got what I want. You can believe that. And that too.
What you want, Danny?
That too. I just locked it in. That tutu.
Oh, shit.
They got what they want.
Mama ziplock them guys, man. What should I tell you, dog?
Oh, shit. Hold on. I'm getting a text. Hold on. Ask that big mouth fucker, do he want to bet more money? Oh, shit. I ain't going to tell you that tutu.
Hey, dog. Tell tutu to push the one button. If he said that, push the one button. And we can can on up.
You don't get on the shows, man.
I'm gonna let him know. Ain't no.
He said he don't mean no disrespect, Bob. But he said if you want to,
yeah. But let me tell him, I don't mean no disrespect by this. Okay, well, say no more. Well, I'm going to let y'all know. I'm going to let y'all know all that coming on here to my cat up yonder. Cat up where you want to cat to. That's all I got to tell you.
No problem, my cat up yonder.
It ain't no problem over here. All right. Oh, better. That's right. Ain't nothing to talk about on that.
Yeah. It's up better.
Mm-hmm.
It's up better.
Mm-hmm. All right. Say no more.
Whatever you put in your bag, bring it over, Bobby.
Okay.
If it ain't too heavy, I'm gonna tell you
you
gotta bet for it.
Oh man, you need to buy a paper bag,
Bobby. Well, you just had your scared out of me.
Hey, Jamie, Tutu said 2-on-20 or 5-on-20. No disrespect.
Good. Hey, dog. Yeah, Tutu. Tutu, whatever he have when he get that dog, it's covered, dog. That's all you got to tell Tutu.
Right.
It's TMR, dog.
He just don't get on the show, but he said okay.
I understand that.
The race locked in, man. We go to something else. What y'all want to do with Keisha now? You ain't got to say nothing there about nobody texting.
Bobby, you ain't got nothing to run Keisha with, Bobby.
Uh-oh.
You ain't got nothing to run Keisha with.
You talking with Keisha.
You're right. I told you I was going to whoop you with Keisha.
And
you sold the damn car that you were supposed to run Keisha with, Bobby. You sold the car, Bobby. The best thing for you to do. So ain't nothing to talk about that. I mean, you and what kind of spot you would get Keisha in your car? I'll lock your ass in. What kind of spot you get, Keisha?
Back motherfucking time. Keisha got the back motherfucking time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you. I would say talk straight and don't talk funny.
Let me hear you say you'll get back that. Game over there with Ghostbusters. Let me hear you say that, motherfucker. Okay.
Yeah, I lock you in head up.
No, I thought that. What kind of spot would you get game over with Ghostbusters?
A head up race. I'm gonna get the same spot you gave Coleman Young and got your ass whooped.
Oh man!
Don't worry about Coleman Young. 1-on-5 Saturday night, Ghostbusters and game over. Since you want me to worry about my fucking self, 1-on-5.
With Memphis Gangster.
Hold on, sir.
Nothing fun, no fucking Ghostbusters. Nothing.
So you want Keisha to have some for game over? You sound like a jackass.
Lord,
how much?
You sound like a jackass.
Yeah. I just told you we'll take the back tie, and then you give us the back tie with that motherfucker you got.
Why we got to give you the back tie in Ghostbusters?
He got a 44, motherfucker.
You call me your other 44, motherfucker, and he rang you the fuck up.
He got a
man, you don't know what the fuck a junior is.
23-3 head, motherfucker, let's get down.
You don't know what a junior is,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
You ain't
right. You better act like you don't know what one is.
Hey, I don't go by that. Listen. Hey, kid, when I lock in a fucking grudge race, I don't say I'm going to lock in that junior car versus this car. I'm going to lock in the goddamn car versus the car. I ain't locking in no damn shootout.
Okay, kid, let's move on then. Shit. Let's be like men. Memphis Gangster versus Ghostbuster, motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
What did I just tell you about that fuck Memphis Gangster, Bobby? But I would not let Game Over disrespect. Hold on. Bobby, slow down. Slow down. I wish I would let Game Over disrespect Ghostbusters. You a fool. Now, I can't go out there playing with you like that. But I wish Game Over would disrespect Ghostbusters, damn fool. Now, you sound like Tony, you dummy. Listen, didn't I just say Bobby?
I
don't know what you do because you bipolar. I don't know what the hell you would do.
I run Ghostbusters head the fuck up if you run Keisha head the fuck up with Game Over. Nah.
Man, he's crazy, man.
We locking in.
Hey, dog, you talking about a drop snitch? You right.
I'm a stupid motherfucker. Hey,
dog. That's a drop snitch right there, dog.
I'm trying to lock in. I'm locking in bars.
That's a dry snitch right there, dog.
From 1786.
Hey, dog, let me ask you this, dog. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Bobby.
What,
so you would have took the ugly hooker and ran backstabber?
Hold on.
Because that's damn sure what the fuck you said, dummy. When you want to run ugly hooker with Keisha?
Man.
So you would have took ugly hooker and ran backstabber, you dummy?
Damn, that's dumb.
Or if you don't want to do that, you was pump faking.
I'm trying,
Bobby.
To see what you take that you got on your plate right now. If you $1,000, you'll check me out and see if I'm pump faking.
About what, Bobby?
The races I just got you.
I already got the race I want.
Oh, okay, then. We move on. You don't want to
Mr. Bobby Cole.
Hey,
what's going on? You know my name, don't you?
I got a deposit for you. Where we going to do it at?
Oh.
How you want to do it at? Depending on who you is and what you got.
Showtime.
Uh-huh. Let me get the hell out of the way.
Oh, shit.
Hold on. Let me see what you say. What you say?
When you want to do it.
When I want to do what?
That's showtime, Bobby. You act like you can't hear. That's showtime. Let me relay the message because
you
can't hear.
What you want to do with showtime?
$1,000 on $5 of them.
Say that again?
$1,000 on $5 of them. Mike, where you want to do it at?
I'm going to let y'all handle it.
Oh, shit.
Talk to me, Mr. Cole. You got my punk out. I'm trying to get back.
We can lock in 105, motherfucking Showtime versus Memphis Case.
Okay, well, when you want to do it at?
We can do it at Mike Hill Race.
That's fine.
Right behind that motherfucker, 7:30, you on deck. Same motherfucking time, 7:30. What time we just lock in, Jamie?
7 o'clock.
That's the owner,
Bobby. And then we locked in at 7 o'clock. Me and you locked in at 7.
We can go at 7 o'clock. We can go at 7 o'clock right behind them. That's fine with me. 1 on 5.
They ain't driving both cars, Bobby.
I don't know. So 1 on 5.
I was just gonna say y'all ought to put 20 or 30 minutes in between if he's driving both cars.
Right.
Just Mike,
do I put everybody
right
down? Do I put everybody down?
Yeah, but dog.
Showtime versus who? Memphis Gangsta?
Yeah,
Memphis Gangsta. Head up. One on five. Both cards on
28.
Yeah, that's a lock with my hand, Father.
Five inches small. Look at this shootout race.
He got to be keen to throw the ball.
Yeah,
what
he
shoot
out
race.
What
he
say, Jay?
No,
but hey,
hey,
yeah, hey, Tommy, yeah, okay, yeah, that,
yeah,
that's a Friday night, dog.
7:30, dog. Right, 7:30, 30 minutes. It gives 30 minutes.
They probably going to need longer than that. The ass cutting I give them, they're going to need longer than that.
Oh, man.
30 minutes, they're going to heal
hey,
them.
Hold up. Y'all hold up. Y'all be quiet, baby. Shut the fuck up, y'all. Showtime versus Memphis Gangsta, 1,000 on 5,000 or better, 28s to 275s or smaller, Friday night at 7:30, flip a lane, track rules. Is that a lock body code? Body code.
You should have did it in October. Mike.
Well, body code. Hey, Quan, is that a lock on your end, what I just said? Is that a lock on your end?
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah.
All right. When Bobby,
now he on the back line.
The pull out. Yeah, you're that chicken now. Mike trying to throw something slick in that. Hey, Mike trying to throw something slick in that. You got that drama. I heard that shit.
No. I just thought that we ran into.
Yeah, that was a good question. It was a good question, but it was slick.
Yeah,
hey, Bobby.
I ran into that.
Bobby,
back. I ain't want to be no problem.
Hey, I know what the conversation he gone. I know what he gone for. I know. You can believe I know why he gone.
Jamie,
this man leaving in the middle of the
right,
lock in.
We gonna put you out of racing if you leave it. What day with that chicken
okay.
on that?
I'll text it to you. I'll text it to you. I'll put up whatever you want to put up.
I told y'all.
Man, what are you doing? Man, you should have. I bet whatever you want to bet, dog.
Hey, dog, what's
if that's the goddamn case, I'm going to hang the show up. If that's the case, I'm going to hang the show up. Well, Tutu, we know about Tutu.
Hey, Tutu, is that a lock on your end? Hey, hold on, one hold say. Dog, is Tutu on the phone? Hey, Tutu, is that a lock on y'all end, Tutu? Just come on in. Bobby might have fell off, Tutu. Hey, Tutu, is that a lock on your end?
Lord, how much
you got there, Trigger Hill?
Yeah, we're trying to go and seal this deal. Bobby in courtroom and ran out the courtroom. Hey, Tutu, just text Dog and tell him it's a lock so we can confirm that, Tutu.
But Mike, you know Mike drives a game over. Don't nobody drive game over with Mike. Mike drives game over.
Dog, we ain't concerned about who drive. We don't care. Stay on this topic. 2-2, push the one button and just say, yes, that's a lock on y'all end.
Dog, you right about that. My bad. I was thinking
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. I was wrong for that.
Mike, stay out of the way, Mike.
All right,
can somebody call
you getting buried. Jamie, where the fuck is Kid at? Jamie, you getting buried disrespectful.
I'm telling
you. Hey, Doc.
Hold up. Showtime versus Memphis Gangsta, 1,000 on 5,000, 28 to 275 or smaller. Flipper lanes, track rules, Friday, 7:30. Is that right, Bobby? That's a lock on your end?
7 o'clock. We're going
7
o'clock right
now.
Hold up.
7
o'clock.
Hold up. 7:30, Bobby.
But 7 o'clock.
That's why we said seven better, Bobby. That's why we said seven better. Y'all said seven better, Bobby. Okay, all right. It's seven better. That's a lock on your end, Bobby? That a lock on your end?
Yes, it's locked.
All right, they locked. We already got Quan. They locked me in, guys. They locked. You want to go right behind it. Right behind Jamie and race or seven better, whichever one of them come first. Either way.
We're going to
make it work one way or the other. Yeah, one way or the other. We make it work. Now, y'all, hey, Bobby, Jamie said you had got scared. You had to go check with somebody else on some shit while you was gone. Now, I'm going
to
tell you what he said.
I was talking to hit the damn end button. I was talking to hit the end button.
Dog. Come on. The man got a headset, dog. The hell his hand hit the end button on the headset.
You got a point. You got a point, Jamie. You got a point.
What you trying to say, Jamie?
Hey, dog, what are you doing? Jumping jacks?
What is you doing?
Hey, jumping jacks, kid.
Oh, man.
He ain't doing no damn
exercise. Well, it's locked now. It's locked now.
Well, you ain't got to jump no more?
Ooh-wee. Hey, Mike, is the track open Thursday? Let me get the track Thursday, boy.
It's already on the fly. Thursday. We got private.
No, I'm talking about race. I'm talking about race, man.
Oh,
race.
Oh, no. Well, I don't know. I'll find out about that. I know we're going to do private.
Yeah, I just heard. Hey, Jamie, I just heard Tony Ryan back there.
Man, I hear Tony all that damn noise, man. Tony, go to mute. We know you're on the phone. You can't stop the show anyway.
Hey, what Tony want to do? He put us up on Facebook. What you want to do, Tony? You call us out.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Quan, when you get him in person, you don't want to be there because he can't pump fake you.
Hey, dog.
Tony going to take you out. He going to a shootout this evening.
Okay.
Not to look away.
Hey,
Bobby, get your jack on the phone.
Yes,
I did.
Bobby, you already said lock, Bobby. That race locked, Bobby. He already
locked.
You said
lock. We already got Quan. We already got Quan. We're with on you.
Okay, motherfucker, I wasn't on the line. I just beat the stiff back to me. I wasn't on the fucking line. I just got back.
He just did, Bobby.
I just read him to him. Okay, all right, y'all be quiet. Let me read the stiffs back again to Bobby. Showtime versus Memphis Gangster, 1,000 on 5,000 or better, 28s or 275s or smaller, Friday at 7:30 or right after the first race with Backstabber, track rules. What else you want to read, Bobby?
Okay, next.
He just likes to start confusion, right, dog. That's all.
I ain't hear you.
He's a controversial type person.
Jamie.
Ain't no problem, buddy.
Hey, Jamie. Trigger man.
Uh-oh.
What?
You want to do Baby Dad October the 1st and Backstabber?
Oh, shit.
Wheelchair. Backstabber ain't ready. I done told y'all that.
No, I didn't know. I just asked you that. I just asked. Right.
Yeah. I'm going to get y'all a wheelchair. No worries.
Okay.
Hey, dog, I hope you or whoever driving
that
car.
I will understand that. That was not me. That wasn't me.
Yeah, but I hope whoever own it fall and back up off the dock.
Damn.
That wasn't me. They told me, I'm saying out of shit today. They told me I can't come on the morning show if I keep sucking on
your
wheel.
Matter of fact, who was that played it? You want to play it, but who is you? You want to be funny? Come to the mic and tell me who you is. That's what you do.
I can almost nail it down, but I got to stay out of it. I ain't gonna tell you something.
Yeah, ain't no problem. No, ain't no problem.
I ain't gonna tell you. I ain't gonna tell you about it.
Oh, man.
Hey, dog, ain't no problem about it, dog. I mean, the car ain't ready what I'm supposed to do, but I'm just saying, I just like to know who it is so I can step on their neck. I step on their neck, that's all.
Come on, buddy. Boy, I sure can't wait to Tony get on in. Let me join Prime Time so I can get on Jamie's ass.
Paul, man. Not
man,
the prime time.
Man, dog.
Ghostbuster. Hey, Bobby, tell Tony to come on the phone, man. I ain't being one side tonight. Tell Tony to come on the phone. I ain't being one side tonight.
Hey, dog. Hey, dog, did you hear Warren just try to lock Tony in?
We heard him.
You know
damn
well Tony's coming off mute.
What y'all trying to say? Y'all trying to say Tony's scared of Warren? Y'all trying to say Tony's scared of Warren?
Man,
come on, man.
No, he be trying to do the bluff deal, just like he locking races in. No damn well. Man, let me shut up.
Hey, man, you can't be talking about the man on the phone like that, Jamie. You can't be talking about the man on the phone, man.
Dog,
that's disrespectful.
Dog, I talked to Bobby or whoever else, Tony or whoever, why they on the phone to their faith. What they got? I'm going to say what I'm going to say. What I mean, is this racing? What they going to
do? I'm tired of you. I love you, Jamie, but I'm tired of your smart-ass mouth.
Tony Bynes, boy, do somebody.
Keith, we got two good lock-ins on the day now. We had two good lock-ins on the day now.
Now, would you consider them high-quality races there?
Man, them races there out the roof. Yeah, hell you mean. I'll tell you what you do. Put them races up and watch how many shares and comments be on the damn race. That's what you do. Well, go to Facebook. Put them races up and watch how many shares
and
comments.
I like Memphis Gangster over Showtime, and I like Game Over over Backstabber. And I ain't trying to start no shit. I'm serious.
Man, you just trying to get on. You trying to get on the morning show people side. Damn side of now.
Oh,
now you trying to?
Hold up. You announced this 100 times, Jamie. I ain't on your side, but I got to read it. I can't tell you who sent it, but it said, why didn't Keisha and Karma race in Texas? I can't tell you Flop sent that.
Okay, hold on. Hey, dog, let them people push the one button and talk sometime, dog. I want to talk to
hit
the people.
Hit the one button, Flop. Hit the one button, Flop. Shit, Flop ain't scared of you.
Oh, she man.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I know. No. I just want to talk to the people. I'd rather hear them, dog, than hear you reading out every day.
Right on. Let me see. Flop,
you
want
to get
Flop?
$20, me and him locked. Dog, you know me and Flop locked. Flop trying to get them $20.
Let me on Flop. Flop one button might not be working here. Flop, you on, Flop? I see you today, Flop. It ain't overloaded today.
What's up, Flop? Hey, Flop.
Flop, hey. Come on, mute, Flop, hey. Oh, I'm getting a damn another fucking tick. Maybe it works on. Nope, I'm scared of Jamie. He said, nope, I'm scared of Jamie.
Come on,
Flop. Come on, Flop. Your mic on, Flop. Come on, Sessa, man. See what you're doing, because you think I'm doing shit. Your mic on, Flop. He said, I'm scared of Jamie.
Man, Flop, don't do that, man. Man, you all right, Flop. You all right, bet locked
man. Man, maybe he got a gag on him. He can't talk to me. You know, Jamie, you got a whole lot of people in trouble, man. They don't have nobody fucking with you, Jamie. He might have a gag on. He can't talk to you, then.
Nah, Flop. Karma didn't make it out to Texas, Flop. That's why we ain't run. They ain't make it out to Texas.
Yeah, they said they was down for maintenance. That's what I was trying to tell you. Basically, they don't have any oil pressure. They doing what they supposed to do. They shutting the fuck up. They ain't got no oil pressure.
Right.
So they shutting the fuck up like they supposed to. That way it's supposed to be. Stop all this fucking confusion.
Yes.
Yep.
Hey, Jamie, right. You want to lock in? You want to lock in, baby daddy? Who the hell scared of goddamn baby daddy? Damn fool.
You want to lock in, baby daddy?
Hey, dog, he's going to take my scared of Jeff because he beat Stevie Jackson.
Hey, that was a planned thing, man. They know how to, they doing the same thing I do with the Barry Poe, Jamie. They know how to spread
hey,
their work around and make it look good.
Hey, dog, let me tell you what I seen on that. J.R. Gray messed up, dog. J.R. Gray should have never threatened them guys, man. Them guys going to have 10 cars in that football field, so J.R. Gray can't win.
They going to bury his ass. They're going to bury his ass, Jamie. You tell him something right. He should have just shut the fuck up and sneaked in there. Yeah. Jamie, that's just like me telling you, Jamie, I'm coming over your house tonight and rob you. Getting you a heads up, man. All you do is shut the fuck up.
Hey, dog, Phil Shuler might be in the shooter, I mean, in the football field next. They might have Phil driving one of them cars next.
Oh, man.
I'm going to pull Phil Shuler out of retirement, man.
You ain't lying. You ain't lying,
man. Yes, sir. Hey, wheelchair, that was very disrespectful. Man, let me just, that was very disrespectful, man.
We're about to get tired of your ass too, Jamie.
I love it, though, dog. Listen, as long as we got TMR on outside, man, you what the outside people do for us? That's what we like.
Yeah, yeah, got a point there. Hold up, I'm
going to
check.
Oh, man. Not you, somebody.
Jamie said, if they don't like it, fuck them. Okay.
Hey, dog, what's Tutu on here, man? Hey, Tutu.
Tutu on it.
Tutu. Dog, you know what I mean? Amazing
name. Oh, Tutu. Yeah, Tutu a cool brother, though. He cool.
Tutu, that's the realest person on the morning show. Tutu, he the only one that keep it 100. I always told him that. But, dog, we let him do on Major Pain.
He keep about 95, damn it, 95. Ain't nobody keep it 100.
Yeah.
Nobody keep it 100.
But,
ain't nobody
well,
in the world
Bobby
keep
used to keep it. Dog,
man,
I ain't never
Bobby
keep it. Drop that note.
Bobby
used to keep it. Bobby used to be 95%. I mean, keep it real.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen nobody drop
he
that low.
About 65.
He down to
25%. Yeah, man. Yeah. Watch your mouth,
yeah.
Hey, dog, let the dude on the pay.
He fuck around there and beat Showtime, though. If he fuck around there and beat Showtime, he going to make history.
Man, that man getting gapped out there, man. That man getting gapped both races.
Fuck, Showtime ain't ever beat no goddamn body, so what the
fuck?
I was getting to that part, Bobby.
Okay, I was going to put myself in the ball.
But,
dog,
but,
dog.
But, dog, who Memphis Gates will beat? What the difference?
The same amount of people Showtime beat.
But Bobby,
nobody.
I didn't bring up that.
You ducking that motherfucker come your way. You in the paint shop
Bobby.
One week with one car. You take the other out the paint shop. You in the paint shop the next week with all the goddamn cars.
Oh, shit.
Let me ask you something, though. Is you at the paint shop when I'm there getting them out the paint shop? So what the hell you got to do if I'm at the paint shop or not?
Uh-oh.
Well, we at the track every week. So if somebody want to get a hold of our ass, they should make it, you know what I'm saying, they priority to get our ass. We at the racetrack every week. So I don't want to hear that shit you talking about.
Uh-oh.
This ain't Tony Bynes.
Tony go with nobody at. This ain't Tony Bynes. This TMR. We go where everybody at. Yeah. What the hell are you talking about? Shit.
We'll find out.
Yeah, you talking about Showtime ain't beat nobody. Hell, you brought that up. Shit.
Yeah, he ain't beat
you
nobody.
You brought that up and you ain't beat nobody.
Come on, I'm going to make history about Whoop Showtime. What the fuck? Showtime ain't doing shit to me.
You ain't either, though. That's why you gonna make
this. That's why I locked the
fuck in. You no name, motherfucker.
That's why I locked the fuck in. Yeah, well, you
hey,
know,
dog.
Man, ain't looking. You
hey,
ain't calling you no motherfucker.
Hey, hold on, Bobby. Hey, dog, you asked a question about a high-profile race. This thing already got 28 shares on it, dog. Now, Mike might got 27 shares, but I don't know.
Yeah, Mike wasn't doing all the shit. Mike, I was on that motherfucker. Mike and shit. That's the fastest motherfucking shit. I see why that motherfucker got the Facebook. Yeah, he always sharing shit.
Hey, dog.
I pulled it up and saw so many goddamn notifications. I said, who the fuck notified me this? But it's Mike done shared the fuck out of that something, man.
Hey, dog, you understand why something? Then you understand why somebody's still in jail then, huh?
Jamie's still in jail. Yeah, Lamar Jamie ain't doing Lamar Jamie out there.
Yeah, Lamar. hey, dog, let me tell you about Boney. I asked Boney, was that, you remember me and Boney was trying to get David Floyd to open the track up Wednesday so we could run Keisha and the Great Camaro that day, you remember?
Right.
So we didn't get that handle, so I put on there, you know, my other Facebook. I asked Boney, was he bringing that car to Mike race? Boney said, I ain't sure yet. What you got? I said, fool, he's tricking me. Boney didn't know who I was.
God damn.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Terry Charles, I already jumped on it. That goddamn Terry Charles know he can jump on some shit, but who y'all like on this one, November the 5th? Showtime or Memphis game?
Man, he should have just put a blank picture up there. Hey, he should have just put a Showtime up there and a blank picture under the bottom and just put Memphis Gangsta shit.
Hey, man, y'all see that shit? Somebody made a meme with me and Tony on there. Y'all see that motherfucker made a meme with me and Tony? Jamie, you see that shit, David?
What? What the talk? Oh, Lord, dog. That's a little more.
Me and Tony.
Oh, dog, there go a little more. Oh, Lord.
What are you posting? What are you didn't post though?
Oh, on that post, Mike Hill post. You better not say nothing about backstabbing Keisha. LaFleur jumped down your throat.
Yeah, he love that, boy. That's something. That looking, yeah, he looking for some glory. I got something for his motherfucking ass, though. Motherfucker. Got me on standby for goddamn money.
No. Go ahead. Dog. I'm gonna tell you something now. I'm gonna keep it up. I ain't gonna say that, man.
Well, fuck that, man. I've been on hold for a month. That's all right, dude. I've been on hold for a month, goddammit.
What do you need, dog?
All right. I don't need nothing now.
What you need?
Okay. Now, don't worry about it. I ain't supposed to go for you, motherfucker. I've been out a little more for you down there with Bible, motherfucker. When I was over there for you with Bone, damn it. And this motherfucker got
to
the gate. I don't know. He might not know about the story. I don't know. What you want to do?
I ain't want that.
I'm gonna call
Fia. I'm gonna
find out why Fia they doing that. They let Jeffrey win one, and they let Stevie win one, and they ain't gonna let what you call them goddamn thing.
Yeah, man, J.R. Grader messed up, man. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah,
J.R. Grader messed up, man.
He done fucked up. He done fucked up, man. that's fucked up. We don't show one even now. We won't even hit the one button. He on the show with his pump faking ass.
Hey, let me call Tim and see if Tim. Hey, dog. Duck got
Tim,
is he having that race we be in? Is Duck having that race we be in? This time.
I don't know.
That's why I'm messing.
Let me see if I get the motherfucker on the phone. He might have.
What this is? October.
How the
yes,
hell
sir.
Y'all get Duck on the phone and I've been pressing the one button?
Hello.
Man, be quiet.
Your
boot. Who the hell is hollering there? Your fucking mic been open. Is that boot talking? Is faggot ass. Hey, Phil Schuler. Jimmy, that Phil Schuler. That Phil Schuler.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me walk outside. Can Zoe be out? Yes, sir.
Damn. Schuler, that buy some pussy?
No. I was in somebody's house.
Oh,
dog ran out.
I was one of you on the show, Shula.
No, I'm in Alabama working. What's up?
Oh, okay. We got two good lines for Mike here.
He's working on a bone crusher.
Oh,
hey.
Oh, shit. Oh, not on that boy. Ain't nobody else got but you. Not on that boy.
Hey, Phil. You coming out of retirement
yes,
to drive one of them cars so JR can't win? You come, you
You gonna come out of retirement? Because y'all got about 8 calls to his one in that Pro Mod series, man. Y'all got to let up on that guy, man.
It don't take but one, man. JR got a 10-year-old back him in the corner.
Oh, I see that, man. That man's a cash only.
Cash only.
Cash only.
Come on, Phil. Come on, Phil.
Everybody.
Nah,
JR get it. He's got the new car.
He ain't
got
to do the man like that, man.
Oh, yeah, he got a new car,
too,
but he right there in the field, but
he'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, he'll be all right. I just got to give him hell.
Absolutely.
But
that's what you're supposed to.
Oh, yeah. Make him work harder.
Right. Well, here's the thing. When you got people like him, me, anybody that talks a lot of trash, when they down,
right.
You got to kick the shit out of them because you don't get many times to kick them.
Hey, say that again, Phil. That's why, dog, now you see why I do what I do.
Yeah.
You
got to
kick them when say that again, Phil.
You got to kick them
when
they're down because they ain't down often, so you got to take advantage.
That's right. Now, there you have it, dog.
Just because the white man said it's supposed to be right, man.
No.
It ain't right.
No,
it's just racist. Because they're too color.
Yeah.
Jamie, I got to get on here today, Jamie. I already knew that, Jamie. You've been saying that, but they didn't pay attention to you now. But when Phil said they didn't pay attention now.
Hey, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Phil, stay on that side of the shop. I want our phone to echo.
Say again?
Linda, five joke.
I didn't hear what he said. I know who it is. I just didn't hear what he said.
I don't want our phone to echo.
I got you.
I can't be near you, Pajo. I'm over here with the fast cars.
Come on, man.
I'm just messing with you.
Where the fuck is kid at?
Very disrespectful. Y'all locked in, I see y'all locked in Bubba. Wait, where Whit at? Whit. I like, Steve.
Oh, believe me, I done had Whit, Pike, all of them on the phone to make sure the bets was coming to Texas.
Oh, man.
I have people tell me they're fixing to catch a Michael Jackson move and do the moonwalk, but they say they ain't. We're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I got to get a bet on that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I saw that kind
of Phil.
Yes,
Phil,
sir.
Is Jeffrey Box's car Camaro or a goddamn Toyota?
It's a Toyota this week.
Oh, okay. All right. I just want to know.
It's a Camaro body, but they stickered it up to be a Toyota because he's got a Toyota guy
for
a sponsor.
I see that.
So, Phil, why do
you
have another
question for
him? I want to be sure, dog.
Why did he get out of what, Jimmy?
I thought he was in another class last year.
No, same one, same car.
Oh, I didn't know he was in the Pro Mod, which I, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He got a hot rod right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
What did he do to become a player all of a sudden? Did he do something?
Well, honestly, dog, he's had a quick race car. It's just a matter of getting it all working at the same time and making runs, making good runs.
Laps.
Ricky say Owen more.
Who, Ricky Smith?
Man.
Yeah.
Man, Ricky Smith.
He's a big kid.
He run on his name alone. He just run on his name, man.
Nah, he was number one qualifier.
Yeah, you better tell him, Phil.
Did he win, though?
No, Jeffrey kicked him asleep in the semifinals.
Okay, so number one qualifier didn't mean shit, man.
Oh, no, none of that, no matter from race.
I guess you got a point there. I guess you got a point there.
I mean, now back in the days now, when you number one qualifier, you used to get money for being number one qualifier. Do you still get money for being number one qualifier, too?
Some races you do, like the Midwest races you do. NHRA, you do not. You get more points, though.
Phil, I see y'all got old bipolar getting sold up.
Uh-oh.
It's getting close.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man, Sergio went well.
Sergio went well.
Okay.
Sergio went well.
Everybody
went
lives.
Uh-oh.
What up, Phil?
You know, like anything else, though, you get one of a new hip replacement. You got to walk around on a little bit to make sure everything's good.
He didn't hear you, Mike. He didn't hear you. He don't know his name, Philip. He didn't know his name was Philip.
He know.
He
knows.
You hear your Mike here talking to you?
He
no,
Philip.
I didn't.
He didn't hear me. Yeah, he didn't hear me. I called him Philip. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hey, appreciate it again the other day, Phil. Appreciate you again.
Yes, sir. Not a problem.
Still working out.
Man, just think, Phil would be fucked up. Just think, if he had been black, he wouldn't have been shit.
What that got to do with anything, dog? Here's what I can tell you, dog. Black or white, we wake up with the same 24 every day.
You ain't lying.
Just trying to start some shit, man. I gotta start some shit. They told me I gotta start some shit with the white folks, and I gotta start some shit with Jamie. Otherwise, I can't get on the morning show. So I gotta get on that morning show, man. That's my life. I live for that morning show. Damn,
the morning show last Thursday.
No, you live for that.
We had him on the morning
show.
Make sure the bets was gonna come through.
I know. Jeremy, you know I tell you. You know I will lie now. Come on, Jeremy. You know I will lie.
All right. As long as I know you lying, then I'm all right.
So far, the only one still talking is Whit. Pike's still standing in the paint with his man, but Whit definitely got some slippery shoes on.
Well,
Whit made the moonwalk.
They got him scared to talk. They got Whit on the phone. He's scared to talk.
Yeah, let me.
Whit scared to talk. Flop scared to talk, man. We got a lot of guys got a gag on.
Dog,
they can't talk.
Hey, dog. Hey, we can hit the one
button
when they start logging in the razor. You hit the one button again. And took your hand down.
Kid fuck up one more time, I'm going to have to fire his motherfucking ass. Kid, that's very
simple, Mike. So you mean to tell
Mike,
me who would duck
Mike.
Your head?
Wow.
He wouldn't get hit by them punches, they.
Who all got races locked in?
Showtime, Memphis Gangster, Backstabber, and Game Over.
When?
Is that like that's a shootout or who racing who or what is
no,
it?
No, that's a two-car shootout, Phil. That's going to be a two-car shootout.
You said four cars, dog, so I'm trying to see who's racing who.
But Backstabber versus Game Over and Showtime versus Memphis Gangster.
What's Game Over? I know that, but I'm trying to think of who that is.
That's that red Camaro or 2-2.
Yeah, F-body Camaro over there with Bobby.
Yeah.
Backstabber and him and who else?
And Showtime, the white Mustang versus Memphis Gangster. Two motherfuckers that's undefeated. There's two motherfuckers that's undefeated. Neither one of them won a race.
I watch Memphis Gangster get beat. What do you mean undefeated?
That's what I mean. I mean undefeated the other way. Neither one of them
won a race. Ain't won a
race.
Oh,
I got it. They all defeated.
Now you gotta go to where Baldy. You gotta go to where Baldy. That's where Baldy. That's where Baldy count.
Hey dog. Let me ask Phil something. I don't feel on my. I want to since Jamie asked me a question earlier. Maybe Phil can help. Can put in better words. Hey Phil.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about Sydney, that prep Orlando? What do you think about him?
I think he does a good job. Like anybody else, he just don't have the experience for the weird situations. But other than that, I think he does a fine job.
So how you think he'll be November? November? How you think he'll be November at South Georgia?
Just depends on if there's something weird going on with a bunch of rain or something, or if it's normal. I think if it's normal, you would never have a problem. If it's something weird, then it may be a situation he's not been in, and it still may be fine. It'd just be a matter if he's got the experience on it or not.
He
worked
on
that for a lot, so he has a.
So if you had to bet, you won't bet it'll be pretty. It's gonna be okay if you had to bet on it.
Yeah, I would say 80 to 90%. It'll be all good.
Okay,
no more Phil.
That's good.
I'm bringing the tune up that I ain't never had before for Bobby Cole. That's why I asked, man. I just want to know which tune up to bring, Phil. And they think them flames blue now.
Well, here's the way you got to look at it. He preps at Ducks races there. And if they don't have bad weather or nothing and everything goes smooth, I mean, you see a lot of good runs there.
Hey, Phil.
People look at dust races on Wednesday and think something's wrong with the track, and it ain't. It's people out there trying to run them Saturday runs on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Good report.
I didn't want to feel out there for the people that don't know him. You know, I figured they may.
No, Sydney worked with Wade a long time. I mean, you ain't gonna work with somebody that long and not pick up a lot of stuff.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Phil. I want to do like you had them. You remember in Darlington, Phil? I think that was a taxi cab. You turned them flames white. I'm gonna turn. Oh, it's time to turn backstab of flames like some new headlights. White. I'm gonna do that on Bobby Cole.
LED flames.
You right? Yeah. Yes, sir.
What kind of flame is it? What kind of flame is it, Phil?
LED. LED. Oh, okay. Let them LED lights.
Oh yeah, dog. Right. That car was the first. I seen that, man, them flames were white, man. I said, what the world?
But you got to be careful, Jamie, because they'll go from LED to DOA, dead on arrival.
Well, I'm going to say where I'm at.
Jamie said he might not care. He said he might not care as long as he's fucking body up.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, no, that's for sure now. As long as you catch your man. I can assure you when I run Bubba Stanton, I don't care if it don't crank when we get done.
Yeah. Somebody got another 500. I got another 500 on goddamn the field.
I don't care if the crank hit the ground as long as it hit the ground in front.
Yeah. I got another 500 on field.
If you ask anybody that's known me or Stevie racing, we don't care about no parts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming to Texas with three engines. One of them got to get the job done.
I hear you, Ben. Oh, shit. That's $500 I got to bet, then.
Damn, the Mississippi gunslinger, Bubba Stanton.
I got all kind of bets, man. We're gonna run Frankie Taylor on Q2 of the race Tuesday.
Oh man!
And then we got another bet with some other pro mod guys on who goes further in the race, us or him.
Not the man, Frankie Taylor.
If we can win the race, the grudge race, and all the other bets, we're gonna leave Texas with them. Somebody could buy a house when they leave.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, my Willie got there to go for it. My Willie go for it. You right about that? Yes, sir. Hold on a minute, y'all. Don't y'all go no motherfucking
what?
Where.
Y'all didn't invite Jamie Hancock over there?
Over where?
The race, man. It's $25,000 race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, David Reese. David Reese telling what the man got on Facebook. Lord have mercy. That David Reese hell, man.
All right, let me get off here. I'll call you back if I need to get in
here.
Okay,
Phil, take care, brother. Appreciate you, Phil.
All right, y'all take care.
Well, we got some locked-in races. We got some tech knowledge. Now, where's Tony Matt at? He said he wanted a good show not being one-sided. I gave him a good show being one-sided. We're just sending that bill. We're just sending that bill to him. He told Wednesday to get the show up. We'll check out the show up and Tony Matt didn't show up.
Oh, man.
Trigger
Man.
Who
Dave Reese talking about, Trigger Man?
He telling about them fake conventional heads them boys got on that car bobbing them.
Jamie, we had drive fishing again.
Come on, man.
This motherfucker can't hold water.
I mean, public.
Yeah, but
what you call it, a public forum.
A public forum.
Yeah.
Not the uniform
here. Hey, Bobby. Man, Bobby gonna get his ass blew up, man. Yeah. What's up, Pie Joe? Oh, Pie Joe. Burning hair. Oh, Lord have mercy.
What are you talking about? Look here, Scotty Crewman. He is a 484. What is he talking about?
Hey, hush, dog. Let the people go try to find on the wall. I asked you to come on and read it, dog.
Let the people go
try to do their research on their own.
Okay,
now you dry snitching now, dog. But listen, dog.
Okay.
But, dog, man, you listen to Tony talking about doggone he want to have a show on top of yours. Now, man, Tony had that show for 2 weeks, and he ain't going to be on it, man.
It won't
he just
trying
to do that, dog. You can't pay that. You can't pay that man no attention, man.
Jamie, what you don't realize, Jamie, this is what
it's
he don't realize.
It's a lot of work and time in there.
What he don't realize, if he have a show, guess who's going to be the first motherfucker call in? Me.
You, dog, you're going to his show.
Yeah, me. I'm going to sit back and relax and act like they're hanging up.
Hey, dog.
Jamie, let me put this out there, Jamie. Let me put this out for people that don't know when they be talking about they ain't coming on the show and all that. Jamie, I get $0 for this motherfucking show. All I'm doing is putting out. I get $0 for this motherfucker. We got 96 motherfuckers on there right now. Last minute. We got 96 motherfuckers on there right now.
Doesn't matter. We about paid
$10. Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is, he said he's going to try to put me out of business.
$5.
I welcome him putting me out of business. I welcome that shit.
Oh, man.
Hey, Pajo.
Not the prime time blog talk show.
Pajo, somebody
call
him.
The 305. He got a host, the 305, that couldn't hold him on. Lord of mercy.
Fucker don't know the motherfucker 305 don't know her ass from a hole in the ground.
My.
Good God of mine.
Hi, Joe.
When Silk Poker. Well, if we ain't got nothing to talk about it, man. We had a pretty informative show, and it didn't get nasty. We got two hell of a lock-ins out of it. Might not be for the day you want it. Mike Healy put out the Saturday show down in the House of Hook is still a go until Saturday morning. My kid will wake up in the morning, and if he still got grease in his hair and it ain't raining outside, we're going to still have
a show. Man. Not the WD-40.
That's right.
Watch my kid.
That's
right.
Okay.
I thought you was on the mic. We ain't calling shit before fucking Saturday. So if you come and come on, if you ain't, we still going to be here. One way or the other.
I hope. I'm gonna tell you, I watch it though, dog. Tell them if they're looking
for rain, they're looking for an excuse anyway. God damn it.
Hey, you got a point there, Mike.
Plus, you forgot. Oh, hold up, Mike. You forgot this here. Trigger Man, Cowboy, Dog, Mike here. If we don't goddamn rain, we're gonna go somewhere and eat. Fuck y'all. We're gonna go somewhere and eat.
Not Papa Deuce. Yeah, we're going to do that. It won't be no spaghetti for Bobby Cole.
We ain't got down here. Hey, kid, we ain't got down here.
You better ask Sunshine Love.
Kid.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, kid, we're going to eat good. It won't be that spaghetti that Bobby Cole make at his race.
Oh, come on, Jamie.
And then why you keep fucking with Bobby Cole, man?
Man, I like to get Bobby riled up. No, I had to keep Bobby on the road. Bobby traveling, dog. I had to keep him up and alert.
If you quit your show, we got Chemo show number 2 show in the country. Oh, no, we still going to have a press show. I begged him not to do it.
Will you hush about that,
dog? My boss man said, fuck it, we got a goddamn limo or a helicopter to go to Atlanta if we have to. That's my boss man. I got to tell y'all, my boss man. Right on, Chuck. What up, Chuck? Appreciate you, baby. See that, Jamie? I'm getting all covered.
Read that again, dog. The limo?
The motherfucker said we got a limo or a chopper. Whichever one y'all want to take to Atlanta if you want to go to Papa Do's or Papa, whatever that thing is.
Papa Do's. You better take the chopper because goddamn all that traffic down in Atlanta. You don't want to drive there.
Hey, kid, you've been all over the world, kid.
Shit.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man.
I welcome
healthy competition myself. I welcome it because we need a change, man. Yeah. Somebody get
Tony
Man on the phone,
What the weather for tomorrow, dog?
It's 60% chance of rain, Jamie.
Dog, why you think Tony locked the race in this morning? He just want to put that on Facebook. That man know damn well. He wasn't sure.
Come on, Jamie. What you doing? You doing the look away?
Jamie, you know me. I can take a look at him. You know, I take a shot at a motherfucker. A bitch, you know, a bitch got to do me, Jamie. You know that, Jamie. You know, they have to do me. Sooner or later, somebody gonna
He's waiting about another 2 weeks or a month, though. I'm going to stop all that bullshit. Every time he pump fake and try to go somewhere, I'm going to be right there to wait on his motherfucking name. Just wait. I don't give trouble, little trouble, big trouble, night, pocket change, exact change. I don't give a fuck.
Damn.
His motherfucking ass. TMR ain't gonna do a goddamn thing. TMR ain't gotta do a goddamn thing. I'm gonna be right there every time he opens his fucking mouth to race. I'm gonna be right there and shit the fuck up.
Hey,
dog. Shit the fuck up.
That was the
hey,
only
dog.
Exact change.
Yeah.
Hey, Tony, well, you ain't got to ask Tim his 300 to bet. You can bet all you want to bet right there.
Jamie, that the same motherfucker made like he ain't listening, and he know he on this motherfucker listening. Is that the same motherfucker? Sounds just like another motherfucker. I ain't never coming on that on one side of that show. Be the first motherfucker on that motherfucker. Be the first motherfucker on the show.
Hey dog, I got to switch over. I got to switch over my Facebook so I can post. Let me switch over.
Yeah.
And Kevin, you can use them same 300 and lock your ass in for the same day with Tim.
Yes. Oh, we got 97 on here now. Y'all, we got three more slots before it be 100. We might not get 100.
Oh, man.
You know, it was a late minute. It was a late minute thing, though, but, you know, we got 97 on there, though, but, you know, that's good enough for me. Shit, that's good enough for me for a last minute.
I got a question for you. Maybe you can answer.
Talk to me, baby. Talk to me.
The lady Brandy that was down there still with the Camaro. I think it was a Camaro. How in the hell is she going to let my man double bug her and then she going to back out of the beams or whatever? Where they do that at?
Hold up, kid. You can do that. If a man, even on a grudge message, whatever, you can double bug a motherfucker if you don't want to go in. You can do that. Now, whether or not they was running track rules or not, if they was running track rules, you know, he got to bag on out that motherfucker. And that's what he did. Now, if it was grudge rules and she bagged out, she just said, and that motherfucker took off, he can't get them but the park out money, but he get the park out money if she don't come back in that motherfucker then.
Yeah,
but
she back out and
pull
a call.
If you double bubble motherfucker, right, technically you don't pull the cut off. But if you double bubble motherfucker, they don't have to go in.
Hey, dog.
Technically. Yeah. Yeah.
The question I asked you about, you know, like what they was having for the no time down at Key, found that out from.
I was trying to call Duck, but somebody's answering the phone. I was trying to call that motherfucker.
Oh, man, not the quack, quack.
Yeah, he ain't helping. He must be tied up. I texted him, though. I texted him, Jamie. We're going to find out for you, baby. We're going to find out. But like you said, Jamie, I appreciated what you said last night, and I ain't on your side. When you said, hey, man, I might not be going, but I'm supporting Tim Hudson. Tim Hudson supports you, and I know how he supports you, Jamie. So what's wrong with you supporting him what's wrong with you supporting that man? That man supports you 100%,
oh, yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
So goddamn.
Oh, yeah. One other question.
Yeah, kid. Come on, kid.
Did Whit get the track officials a bill for killing the mosquito down on the Big End? What?
I don't know, kid. He on the phone, but he won't say nothing. But soon we ain't sure if he didn't want to get on the back leg and talk. Okay.
Goddamn, that old one, Whit.
I'm getting a tick. Now this motherfucker talking about opening him. I really even got the okay to get over now. I'm going to open him. I ain't going to call him, man. He even got the okay to be over now. I bring the spoken up so he can talk now. Let me go out and find this motherfucking ass. Come on in there, motherfucker. You over? I ain't going to call him. You over?
Wick gave them a bill for fumigating the mosquitoes. They gave him one for putting that oil on the track.
Now, don't come in with that bullshit now. You know, fucking well, we don't know what fumigate means. We don't know what fucking fumigate means.
For
goddamn dog. That goddamn dog said, went down your goddamn smoking up the motherfucking track.
Smoking up the motherfucking track.
It wouldn't have been so bad if dog had to put that old lean on it like he's looking way down. Like, damn.
No, dog. That been the blood of a horse out.
Yeah. God damn. Hey, dog, so bad. They had to stop the goddamn. They had to stop the goddamn race. Took the fire truck and the ambulance down there. Then they got to go down there and clean that shit up, man. Come on, man. Oh, I'm on fire, man.
I can't believe it.
I'm on the fire.
Oh, boy.
I want to meet with. I want to meet
the
other legend.
Yeah,
he was there by
Joe. I wanted to meet the other legend.
Yeah, he was there.
Well, you met Tutu Bradley. You met Tutu Bradley.
Yeah, I met Tutu Bradley. Yeah.
Mike must be scared to accept my friend request, man. He must think I'm locking back up.
I mean, I'm listening. I got Flop left and Kid.
Yeah.
And D.
Oh, I ain't shit to meet Padjo.
Oh man.
I'll be back in rotation soon.
Yeah, Flop got married.
Yeah,
it'll
be a pleasure to meet them guys, man. I'm saying it'll be a pleasure to meet them.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Because, look here, before I really, when I was meeting Pajo down at Duck Race, Pajo got him a VIP seat. Him and his old lady be sitting over there, VIP seat. When old Pajo always holler at me, boy. I see old Pajo over there, I holler at him. Well,
yeah, man. Man, I met the legend.
Yeah.
Time, girl.
Oh,
I'm
getting another motherfucking text. Let me see the text, man.
That ain't me.
Oh, shit.
That's
a long text, dog.
I'm trying to figure out the car. See, I be trying to tell these motherfuckers to put the name of the car. A lot of people don't know the name of the car. They just throw the cars in there without putting the name. That look like the car Corn just got now. What that car Corn got now, the new car Corn driving now?
I don't know
the name of it.
You ain't talking about Joe Jackson, are you?
No, the dog Corn driving it cost silver dollars or something, or silver money or some shit.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That motherfucker there, it looked like it told the mail now. It looked like it. But now, I'm talking about when people post pictures on Facebook about who you like. They need to put the names in there because some people don't know even me. And I know a lot. Sometimes I don't be knowing what the fucking car is. Oh, I'm getting a text.
Yeah,
I'm going to get down right now.
All of them look alike. Just different paint.
It's pretty Tony Chocolate City versus the silver money or silver dollar. I like silver dollar all day long from what I see. See, because I'm pretty Tony to me. Well, I ain't going to say what I want to say, but anyway, I like silver dollars or silver money all day long. I like Corn on that all day, on that one. I like him all day on that one. See, because Corn the kind of motherfucker, if he sort of like goddamn it, Jamie and Tony and all of them, they ain't finna take no race funny that they can't win. If they take a race, they think they got your ass covered now.
Hey, dog, wasn't that for Trick or Treat?
No, that's somebody in Texas they got going on, Jamie.
Okay.
That's Rosanium out there. Rosanium out there. They got something going on out there. But you know, that's what I don't understand. Now, we got an open show where they can come on and talk about their show, man. Everybody on there listening. From all parts of the world, everybody on there listening. So I said, come on in and say what they got to say. It ain't charging them nothing to come on this motherfucker. I ain't begging nobody to come on, but it ain't charging them. If I was a promoter, you get me some. Okay, here come Danny Boy. Here Danny Boy. That motherfucker don't give a fuck. Come on in there, Danny Boy. That Danny Boy.
Yeah, dog.
Okay, all right. Come on in there, boy. Come on. Hey, Corey, What? Who is that card? Silver dollar. I mean, that just silver money or silver dollar? Which one is it?
Silver dollar.
Okay. Yeah, you the new wheel man behind that? Is that your order? You just the wheel man behind it?
Yeah, I'm the wheel man. My partner car, a new car. I'm the wheel man. Goddamn me, run the law you got there.
Oh but shit!
I'm gonna come looking for you in a few with a small block. I'm gonna come looking for you with a small block in a few.
It's the same ones that with Joe Jackson. Ain't nothing different.
Okay. Yeah. I guess, yeah. I'm coming looking for you. Hey, I'll be looking for y'all here shortly.
You ain't got to come looking for it. We be coming looking for y'all. Yeah, who that?
Okay.
Hey, Trigger. Hey, you going to? I'm trying to see if that race gonna be and what's the name that we, you know what I'm saying, that we be going to in Duck Race. We're gonna look for you coming. If we don't go there, you know, of course we're gonna go to Trick or Treat. And we'll be looking for that silver dollar, boy.
Oh man, that's a Trick or Treat.
Yeah, we're gonna get locked in. I'm trying to find out when, you know, what's what, and we'll get that locked in. I'm tired of Whit back there crying and huh?
Well, what car? What you gonna be looking for silver dollar with?
Annabelle.
Yeah, that's a new one on me, but yeah.
No, that's a car bonehead. Annabelle, that ain't no new small block car. But we'll get together. I just want to let you know, since you know what I'm saying.
A red car.
I know you a race. Yeah. Yeah, I know you a race.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, burgundy car. Yeah.
No,
Little Daryl and Goldilocks just locked in for the year from attitude.
Oh shit. Little Jeremy.
What's up, Doc?
Mike, he said he'll call back in a little while too, Mike. You know, he's probably won't lock Showtime in. He was supposed to relay the message. He ain't said shit.
I did too.
He ain't called back. All day long, you ain't said a goddamn thing.
Hold on.
Who got off the phone? Who got off the phone?
One was on the phone.
You said you gonna let him know. You're going to report the message. So he said he'll call back when he gets through. He had to track with a car. He'll call back.
I thought I called one and got him on, but Marquis didn't hang up. I thought I called one.
No. Yeah, get back this evening. Look, he's locked in.
Hey, Jamie.
They got you in the hot seat.
What the fuck is he laughing at?
What's up? You call me dog. Hush, Bobby. Go ahead, dog. Bobby, hush. Dog want to clear up something. What do you want to clear up, dog?
I want to clear up something. Some people got the misconception that you're a cocky motherfucker and shit because you got – if you had one car, would you be doing the same – if you had one car, just your own car, wouldn't you be doing the same shit you're doing now, Jamie, trying to run whoever you're running your class?
I done had my own cars and been the same way, dog. Mm-hmm. So as far as – acting different, what they trying to say? I've been the same way, dog.
Why
would you act any different? The amount of cars you got, I mean, what they gonna change?
Well, now everybody trying to say because he got the pretty cars and he got somebody backing him and he think he big and he think he the shit. But the
let me say as far as backing, dog. I always had people. I ain't always had my own cars. I always drove for people. Those were my backers. I ain't just started having backers. I mean, hell, Boot and them backed me. They've been backing. They the ones, they backed me the longest.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I understand
that
part of it.
I'm just trying to, you know, I know, Johnny. I just want to make sure. See, some people don't understand that, you know. Some people, you know, it's good
right.
for you to hear.
Well,
some people
don't understand. I mean, hell, I didn't have my car for a while. I still have a goddamn fool locking other folk cars in. You just do what you do. I mean, that's it.
Hey, that's the point, Bobby. Exactly what I'm talking about, Bobby. That's exactly what I'm trying to get out. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Right.
Wasn't doing it's, shit to have something to say about the same way.
So
right.
No,
oh yeah,
it just
I'm
be the opposite.
Don't he? I ain't saying he act no different, but don't he supposed to kind of flaunt it? If like if you ain't,
yeah,
yep.
You know, yeah. I mean, hell, he, to me, he supposed to shit. You know.
You gotta promote your goddamn self and do what you gotta promote
right.
yourself and do what you do, Mike. You gotta promote yourself and do what the
right.
fuck you do. And shit. Yeah.
Right. But dog, let me give you an example. Like you know. And I know this ain't really a big thing, but like the grudge race of the year. Dog, do you see me push that as far as if other people might have had it? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't dwell on that stuff. I only use it to somebody like Surfer. I use it towards him because I know he was shooting at me with Tony. You know what I mean? But I don't throw that out there, dog, as far as, you know what I mean?
You know what? You
put
said,
that out there like we the grudge race of the year.
Let me simplify for you. Let me simplify what you're saying, and you just go out there and do what you do, and if you get into conversation of being there, it just happens, right? You ain't gonna, you know, it just
right.
happens. You just do what you just do what you do. You just do what you do.
Good point.
Right.
Good point.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Hey, dog. It's good for some
you know.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, but no, dog. I'm gonna tell you now. I ain't gonna lie. It's a good position that I'm in, and a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Would like to be in the position. You know what I mean? And
yep.
no telling how
yep.
or what they would do. You know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
but at the end of the day,
right.
I mean, I love the position I'm in. You know, I love the people that's behind me. Because, you know,
yep.
like I said, if it weren't for them, you know what I mean? It wouldn't be the way that it is.
All right,
you just got to appreciate the All people right. that's behind you.
Yes, sir.
And that's how you see Cabo. I drive. These boys behind me over here. Shit, I drive. It's shit. We got a ton of more cars gonna be ready in just a hot minute.
Right on.
And dog, like
right.
you said, like Tony brought up earlier about last night. You know, that's just like Tim. I always ask Tim, you know, if he want to go somewhere or something like that. But man, that man always go wherever me and Cabo want to go. I mean, he don't question it. If he available, man, that man always go. And he never
yeah,
really said, you know, where he want to go besides duck race. And, you know, and we got to make it available, you know what I'm saying, make ourselves available for him when he want to go somewhere. It ain't just because
exactly.
we want to go somewhere, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
and if
exactly.
it's a time to where, you know what I mean, he want to go somewhere, we got to make it, you know, our business to try to make it where he want to go. Cause every
because
every time we went racing, it's because we or whatever, you know what I'm saying, want to go. Not where he want to go, but he okay with it. But at the end of the day, you know, if he want to go somewhere, the owners want to go somewhere, we got to try to go where they want to go to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's called teamwork.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's more definite, man.
You're right, Dan. I'm in the same boat.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I mean, opportunity don't come. A lot of people drive their own shit. You know what I'm saying? But man, you got opportunity to drive numbers of cars and all different categories. I mean, shit, you got to glorify yourself. You're doing good. You're at the top of the polls on shit. Just ride it to the run out. Shit. Have fun.
Beautiful,
yeah. You got and like what Trigger doing. That's shit. If you got wrong doing it for you, you driving all these cars. Shit, you got to be doing something good and something right. Shit.
No ride right all the way to the HRA.
You're a bad motherfucker when you can jump in and out of the multiple
yeah.
goddamn cars and don't fuck up, you know what I mean? Hey,
somebody in HRA might see you.
And they all different, goddamn. I mean, don't need that.
Don't stop there.
Yeah. Like I said, they can say what they want. Look at Stevie Jackson started out slower than what Jamie doing now. That's how you think he got his start. We used to beat his motherfucking ass
yeah.
like he was a goddamn stepchild down there. Look where he at now. look at old slick head Mike Hill. Mike Hill was up there. He was white before white folk got white. Look where he is.
Oh, man.
You know?
Not 10-5, Mike.
I think Mike was the first motherfucker won that black motherfucker all white that won that $50,000 race. I think Mike was you the first one won that shit?
Well, that was the first $50,000. I was the first black one in Orlando, World Street now.
Yeah.
Hell, I won it twice. Shit.
If you really look at Mike's career, he going backwards into the forward. I mean, you know, for being on the top of the mountain and shit. He's on the top of the mountain.
Change lanes, dog. They gonna take you backwards. I think he's just changing lanes.
What I'm trying to say is, he ain't going backwards. What I mean, but I'm just saying, though, he done been to the top and shit. And ain't no big deal for him. He's still doing it.
I enjoy doing what I'm doing now. Well, that nephew, watching nephew and shit, like everybody else enjoys shit. I ain't.
Oh, man, not to that headache.
I got in a car and drove a couple weeks ago. It didn't even seem like I enjoyed it for that day, but it was like I didn't even miss it. You know what I'm saying? It was like, shit, I don't even miss driving like that.
Not to have headache.
Right. No, I'm not necessarily less headache now, kid. It might not be less headache now because that motherfucker got a lot of headache now.
It's stress. It's shit. Tuning on the stress. That shit is stress. Just as stressful as hell. Yeah, because you like I said, shit, we got a lot of pressure.
Come on, man. I just got a fucking text that you already signed a contract to tune on Lowrider. Mike, they want to know. You know we got some nosy motherfuckers, Mike. Which I ain't gonna call them that. I'm just talking shit. They want to know which car you drove, Mike. Which car did you drive?
That new Camaro that one. This is my buddy's car in the DMV. He got a.
You're breaking up. You're breaking up. You can't hear you. Break it up, Mike.
Is that the car he got from that dog? The one country.
Yeah, come on.
The one little country ran Raider versus the World with Mike Stavino.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that car, but it's a different color now. You know, he redid that car a lot, though.
Mike, what is George Williams? What is George Williams and them doing?
We trying to get the vet back ready. Going to run Pro Mod. He's going to just probably focus on the vet more.
Oh, okay.
Y'all ain't going to do no Raider versus the World stuff?
Nah, I think that's about dead. About dead is goddamn income.
You ain't lying.
Who that's playing?
I mean, we don't race enough to be competitive. We don't race enough to be competitive with them boys anyway. You got to go out there and make laps. That'd be our argument all the time. You can't. You go out there and race with them boys, man. You got to be out there making a lot of laps, learning a lot. And
yep.
We don't
race like that over there.
Yeah. Well, guys, we done about filled it out. I thought to say so myself. It was very entertaining. And we ain't had nothing to do on a Wednesday night. I just decided to do a little show there for Mike's race. And Mike, you want to go ahead and close us out so we get out of here, Mike? You want to close us out, Mike? It's your shit. Hold on. Anybody else got anything to say before Mike? Hold on, Mike. Anybody got anything else before Mike closes out? Anybody got anything they want to bring up? Anything they want to discuss? Anything they want to say? Anybody?
That jawbreaker noise sounded good, though, Mike.
That motherfucker sound like a goddamn old man with a sore throat now.
You lying. That's the more regular ass front exhaust be coming out the front. It make them
right. Yeah, fuck that. Hey, Quad.
What up, dog?
Y'all got to start coming back on here and get back in the groove, man. I mean, you know, that's what it's about, man. Just come on back here and get back in the groove, man. Shit, we don't know. See, they don't never tell me what y'all did in Texas. So I thought I got on. See, I do my bad report as I go. Yeah. If I be at a race and I be hearing shit, I go ahead and be pencilling in. I pencil in my bad report. Then by the time I come here with Monday, I don't be want to hear that shit on no Monday after 12 or 1 o'clock. Then they come in and tell me what all that happened then. Now I got to go back. I ain't going to go back and change all this shit. That's why some people that they think should get shit don't get shit or don't get mentioned. But the battle report, if everybody know what somebody did, come on there and say what they did. At least they get recognized. At least they still get recognized, man. So y'all got to, people got to help out with the Barry folk, just like I do. I do the Barry folk to keep shit stirred up. I do, and I'm telling y'all, I do it to keep shit stirred up, but I do try to give it to somebody that do deserve it. It might not be the person you want to get it, but it still be a deserving person that does get it, though. So that's what I'm
trying to say.
What
you trying to say, Dre? Dre don't give you no help from west of the Mississippi?
Come on, yeah. Go ahead, go ahead.
I got one more question. I got one more question to ask you through with Quan. Go ahead.
Go ahead, no, go ahead, Pop. Go ahead, Pop.
Hey, Mike here ain't Jawbreaker from Alabama.
Yeah, Lamar. Yeah, he's from Alabama. Yeah, I know it.
Yeah, I thought it. Then I sent you a text a while back. Mike telling you Alabama got the fastest car.
No, ain't nobody say he was the fastest motherfucker.
I said
Alabama
got the fastest car.
Man, Alabama ain't had the fastest car since goddamn.
Him Mahomes.
Bill Clinton.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, big money, all right. big money. That was Scotty Cameron that was running all that. But anyway,
yeah.
Mike, they want to know, would you get in a grudge car? Would you get in a car and grudge it if you had to?
Yeah, if I had to, dog. I mean, I ain't jumping in anything, no, dog. I'm real particular about who cars I jump in, who built them, and who working on them, and all that shit.
Oh, man.
Good report. Yeah, good report, Mike. Good report. Fajo, you got anything else, Fajo? Quan, anybody got anything?
Not the chance to shop in the alley.
Yeah. All right. Well, guys, I appreciate y'all.
Hey, dog, what are you thinking on this show? I tell you why.
See, Mike, when we try to make something happen, that's when we start getting off and start getting whatever. See, everybody said we can't have a nice show. And see, Tony Bynes said it, so I'm trying to have a nice show for Tony Bynes. You see, Tony Bynes want to lay back and not even come on the motherfucker. So fuck him in his ass.
We're having a good show. But, kid, like I jumped in one day without a test because of one of my buddy, he couldn't make it. So I jumped in this car to test it one day, and I ain't really paying no attention.
I don't care.
Yeah, that joker caught a fire with me, and it had aluminum firewall in it.
And it had
aluminum firewall in it, and one of the damn fuel lines was loose. And when I started up, man, it torched a hole in the firewall so fast. It was in there burning my shoes off. And then come to find out, the car had the roll cage. I'm going to tell you a lot of chassis builders. People need to be careful about this when they need to look at chassis builders. Like,
what's that?
If somebody put a roll cage in your car, you need to look at the top of the cage and make sure he welded all the way. I see a lot of these people, they weld the bottom half of that roll cage, don't weld up around the top. And that's how this one car was. And I was like, man, I would have never ever in my life jumped in that if I'd have knew that up front. You know what I'm saying?
Alan B trying to goddamn get some insurance money to my girlfriend. He put me in that
man.
Yeah, some of these people don't, man.
They call that cost cutting, Mike.
And the bad part about it is a must. You can cut the roof. You can cut the roof off a car and weld the top of the cage up so easy.
Yeah.
And just put the wheel of the roof back on. But, I mean, just.
Right.
Have at it, you know. That's what I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Look at those three outlaw guys that cars burn up and wreck. After they burn up, they seen all this stuff. But the cage ain't been wheeled, all this stuff.
Yeah, they have. They only weld what you can see.
Right.
The part that you can't see, they don't weld it.
Well, to be honest with you, you won't know until you got them in the crash, and sometimes that'd be too late then. So, I mean.
So,
Mike, how can you check that shit out, Mike? So, Mike, how can you check the shit out beforehand then?
Get you a mirror. Get you a mirror and look up there.
Yeah, you can get to a mirror, and 9 times out of 10, dog, they got a certification sticker on it. It's welded up, though. You know what I'm saying?
You said if you take it to a certification point, they're going to check a band and see if it's right. Is that what you said to me?
The NHRA certification, we all know he ain't gonna let you slide like that if you ain't got your shit welded up.
Okay, now Mike, I got a question.
That bar in between it, though, Mike. I thought you could put that gusset in between it. If you can't get.
No, I'm talking about when
it.
They had. I don't know. I think I'll be welded on all the way around, regardless.
Yeah. Okay.
I've heard rumors, Mike. Where they was putting on fictitious certification stickers on cars. I ain't gonna call no name, but I don't know how true it is.
They gonna lose his license for that shit.
Yeah, somebody really get lose, maybe losing some license and get in trouble.
Why would they put a fake certification?
Why? They're making money, dog. They're making money.
Dog, you can't enter. You can't enter into certain races if it ain't got certified. Is that right?
So what?
I was saying, why would they put it on there? Because some tracks you go to, if it ain't a certified cage, you ain't going to be able to go down the track.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you can't go but a certain fast with that motherfucker.
Right.
They got all kind of tricks in the world, though. I don't know if they
just like they were selling
these fake ass COVID examination cards or whatever we want to call them.
Yeah,
they got all kinds of shit going on.
It was crazy, kid. I had a call today. A guy asked me about coming back overseas this winter, and they asked me that. You got your vaccine card? And I thought about it. I'm like, yeah, I got mine, but I'm like, hell, you can buy them on the court. You get them on the corner, man. They need to do a better job with that right there, for real.
Shit, they just busted a guy up here in Chicago, Mike. Goddamn, he was selling them for $200 a crack.
Yeah.
I'd be better off just going on and get the shot.
COVID catch up with your ass, you in trouble regardless.
Yeah.
What it is.
I mean, for $200, why would I give you $200? For a fake ass COVID card, when I just might as well go
get
the shot,
shot for free.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, man.
They got
these scams going on, buddy. I'm telling you. And he was selling them from Walgreens. I don't know if y'all got them down that way, but he was selling them out of Walgreens. Yeah, buddy.
Man, on trick or leak, man, a couple weeks, I guess her wrist broke. She broke her wrist on something.
Oh, man. Trick or leak must have been humbugging.
They go Bob with that bullshit ass laugh. He's starting shit with that fucking laugh.
Oh, boy.
Pacho make me do that shit.
Right, dog, Rick. Yeah. He said,
Yeah, no. It's, like I said, we got to put a decent show. Hey, Bobby. Now, Bobby, I need my credit tomorrow. I tried to come on and have a decent show without being one-sided and starting no shit. And see, they don't. We had a pretty good show. But I'm trying to go with the community, man.
Pajo, you want some smoke next Friday at Rock Ray?
Oh, shit.
No. My little promo team going to Ohio, man.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, after that they're going down there to try to race Steve Fast, man.
All right, Fight Joe, I'm getting tired of Mike fuck with you just because you're from Alabama. I'm getting tired of this motherfucker now.
I knew you were going to
like clown. The only race I can go to right now is like duck race, bee race. Yeah, hell, I'm catching hell going to duck race. They knocked my damn shift off.
I'm
a rotating shift.
Yeah,
and I'm still trying to goddamn do
the
landscape.
They got PDRA and NHRA that same weekend, the duck race. They're going to miss some shit down now.
Yeah. They're going to duck race, though. But my little Pro Mod crew, they want to help me with my car. They going to Ohio this weekend, and after that, they're going to that same race field shoes I'm going to with that 25,000 during the middle of the week. Like that too.
Over there in Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But
they're
having
the race at Extreme or what?
I think it's gonna be at Extreme, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Yeah, kid. Yeah. Yeah. Bobby, you got anything else you want to put out, Bobby?
Yeah. Peaky got a race this weekend, hot as spring. If you get down that way, goddamn, the doors is over.
All right, Mike, get us out of here.
Appreciate it, everybody on the lock-ins, and like I said, man, hopefully, good Lord willing, me and Kiki, all of us can have a good Saturday this weekend, and like I said, if not, you know, that, like I said, if God works, we move on to the next. That's it, though.
All right. Okay, y'all.